If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I feel so badly for the people who lost their possessions. You know, the truck, who cares? Stupid truck with a bunch of equipment in it. I was inside the truck. I tried to get it started. Wouldn't start. I jumped out of the driver's seat, and all there was flames. I saw Lee. He was outside, and I couldn't see where to go. He just said, "Hey, Chuck, Chuck," and he's calling at me. It was a fireman. And I just ran in his direction. He grabbed me, and he literally threw us in the back of his truck.
Are you a retard?
That is not very nice. I have a nephew who's retarded, and he has to wear a helmet.
Absolutely riveting. Tell you what, that's what it's about right there.
Got it.
All right?
Stupid truck with a bunch of equipment in it.
That's common knowledge, the guy's retarded.
I don't know. Don't look at me.
And now, I like Kevin and Bean. I think they're funny. I think they are a kick. I think they're a lark. I know that they've mentioned me from time to time on the show, and I love it.
All right, let's get this party started.
Our feature presentation.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What is it? Didn't somebody say the station and the date?
This is why Kevin rules. This is why Kevin is the very best.
This is what's
great about Kevin. Is that if you lower the expectations of your coworkers, how mad can people get? How surprised can people be when you don't show up when you're in Vegas for the weekend?
Sure.
Because that's what we all expected was going to happen.
Well,
and here it is.
He didn't go with Omar or Lisa or Bean or Lightning or someone like that where you could go, well, maybe they would pick up the ante. For Kevin. He went with Dave.
Right.
And the two of them, they're so, just those two. Like, no one shows up later consistently than those two, so.
Is Dave back?
No, I think Dave's staying out there with him.
Dave stayed over.
Yeah.
So someone's worked, like Beer Mug or somebody's answering phones today.
You recall the last time Dave stayed in Vegas with us and then decided to drive home?
I can make it 1 hour.
Right. Yeah.
I can make it, I swear.
He was stuck on the 14 like at 6 a.m. He couldn't
right.
get
around
stupid traffic. Who knew there'd be traffic? Stupid.
On a Monday morning in L.A.
Yes, and then worthless when he got here, by the way.
So is the consensus from Las Vegas that Kevin is there and there's some sort of technical problem, or Kevin has not been seen since Rage Against the Machine left the stage? Oh. Is that what we're hearing?
Yeah. Hold on.
We don't know.
Producer Lightning.
Update, please.
Yeah, I'm here. Kevin is there. There's no engineer to get him hooked up.
Oh, okay. Curious. Hmm. All right.
Okay.
So we'll work on that, I guess. It is Monday morning, of course. It is the 29th of October.
Smith has never homered as a big leader. Called up in September, he's been a big weapon off the bench for Clint Hurdle. But now he and the Rockies are down to their last strike. Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again.
Luce May, I know you got the boyfriend who loves the Red Sox. I bet you were drilled like the Rockies last night, weren't you?
Oh.
How happy
was it at your little apartment?
It
was a very good night.
I bet it was.
God bless the Red Sox. That's all I have to say.
Did he dress up in a Ted Williams uniform and just put in work?
I just had him put on his jersey. That's all. You know what I'm
saying?
That's
all you need.
Yeah.
You start yelling out names of the players and stuff at inopportune moments now? Oh.
We both yell out Michael.
Yeah, exactly.
He's so beautiful.
Well,
I am good for sports. I become a Red Sox fan, and they win the World Series. I went to see the Kings on Saturday night. They beat the Oilers.
Check you out.
I'm on fire, boys. What else would you like me to go see? Should I go to a Lakers game or something? Because I hear that's trouble a-brewing.
Yeah, start going to Laker games at a massive rate.
I wish some of your good luck charm would rub off on the Kevin and Bean show, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and it only applies to sports, apparently.
It'd be great if having you around would improve our situation.
You can't control the magic, Bean.
Guys, I hate to interrupt, but we have an update about our show. Lightning has just walked in.
I just woke up the engineer at his home, so he started apologizing immediately.
What?
Great guy. He just flat out overslept.
In Vegas?
In Vegas. So luckily he lives 10 minutes from Mandalay Bay where Kevin's going to be broadcasting. Kevin's waiting outside, sucking down a drink.
And, how did Kevin sound? Rough, though?
You know what? Surprisingly not.
Really?
Oh.
I did say, Bean, I said, do you want to go call in just to let Bean know you're alive? And he goes, no, I'd rather not. So I'm pretty confident we'll have him on the air by 6.
Okay.
Pretty confident.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Wow. Well, he's going to be sad he missed this because while obviously the Red Sox had the big stage last night, please tell me you guys saw perhaps, I don't want to say the greatest because I may not be knowledgeable enough to make that statement, certainly one of the greatest college football endings of all time. Did you guys happen to see it over the weekend?
I did not.
This was a, you wouldn't have ever heard about this game otherwise if this play had not happened. But this is a Division III game between Trinity, which is a school in Texas, and some school named Millsap that I've never heard of. 2 seconds left. The clip is a little bit long, and you'll know why when you hear the play begin, because 2 seconds left, you know, there's only time to get one off. Let's see what happens.
The ball is on the 39-yard line. Trinity obviously cannot kick a field goal. They're going to have to throw... They're going to have to throw the ball as far as they can, or perhaps
start ladder.
Come up with something else.
By the way, you can see this clip on YouTube. If you just want to go to YouTube and type in, I typed in Trinity lateral to get the play. You can tell the level of college play by the level of the announcers in the booth, too, by the way.
True.
But there's 2 seconds to go. The Tigers need a touchdown. The ball is on the 39-yard line. They have to score on this play or the game's over. Barmore's got 3 wide receivers to his left and 2 to the right. He takes the snap. There's only 3 men rushing for Millsaps. Barmore throws it over the middle, complete to Thompson. Thompson looking for a block. He laterals it to Curry, and Curry laterals it again.
Okay, explain to the listeners, Mike, what a lateral is for folks who don't follow football.
A lateral is like a little shovel pass that goes backwards from the player who throws it. It's something that you can legally do up and down the field at any time without any penalty,
okay.
As long as the ball goes behind you or lateral to you.
Okay.
And you don't see it very often. Usually the receiver will either catch the ball or not, or run or not. You don't see a lot of laterals. Now, in this play already with 2 seconds left, they're desperate. I believe, if I've been counting correctly, they've already lateraled 3 times, okay? So the ball is still going all over the field.
And it's caught again, and Tomlin now on the lateral, and now the lateral to Thompson, and he laterals it back to Maddox on the other side. Maddox
serious?
Looking for a block. He fakes the lateral to Curry.
Now, are they playing football at this point, or is this just keep away?
Smear the Queer or rugby or something.
Now he laterals it to Curry. Curry's at the 49-yard line. He's dancing around. He throws it back now to Maddox, who throws it across the field to Barmore. Barmore looking to run. He's looking for a block. He's got a convoy. He's going to throw it to Thompson. Thompson's at the 30-yard line. Thompson now laterals it back to Curry at the 35.
Oh,
they're running out of spaces. Curry fakes. He's going to lateral it
go!
To Tomlin.
Go!
Tomlin's
go!
Chance to go. Tomlin's got a chance to go. He laterals it. Now it's going to go to Maddox. Maddox at the 30-yard line. And now it's a lateral. And Curry's still going.
No way.
Curry's
no way.
The end zone.
It's a touchdown.
It's a score.
It's a touchdown.
Curry scores. The game's over. Curry scores.
Win.
Curry scores on the lateral. Curry scores. The Tigers lateraled it and kept lateraling. And the game is over. The Tigers win.
Oh, my God.
50
nice.
Laterals, ladies and gentlemen. 50 laterals.
Wow. That is impressive.
Have you ever heard of anything crazier than that?
I would love to see that.
Well, you can. You just
that'll
go
be
to
up on YouTube, right?
It's on. That's where I got it. You go to YouTube, and I just typed in Trinity lateral.
Okay.
And there it was. You totally have to see that. I mean, one of the most unbelievable things ever. How could that happen? How could that many guys receive the ball and not get knocked down?
Awesome. You could do it 10 times over, and maybe once it would happen that way.
They asked the coach after the game. They said, "Did you practice that?" And he's like, "Hell no, we couldn't do that again against air." So that was the story right there over the weekend. All right, quick update. Kevin will be here in a few minutes, in time for us to talk to the Entertainment Weekly's list of the top 50 greatest action heroes of all time, which is out now. Pretty good
Fantastic.
List. We got that coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Also, why Lisa hates the poor on today's
that
show.
That is a misrepresentation of what I'm saying.
We do have an intervention that needs to be had. I know we just put Mike under the hot light last week to get him to tell better stories. Now we need to get him and all the other pet parents out there, especially this week of Halloween, to stop dressing up their goddamn pets.
Yeah.
That is, we got to stop. We got to figure out a way to quit that. That
yeah.
can't happen.
I'm a little surprised, Mike.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't think you dressed up your animals so much. I got the Dodgers thing because it was a contest. You put it on.
Yeah.
You take a photo.
And it's Halloween, and that doesn't seem appropriate.
All night, your dog's got to wear a costume as people trick or treat?
No. I mean, if Coco says something about it bothering her, maybe I'll take it off.
I don't know. I guess I just thought that maybe the years of working on this show might have taught you something. That might have taught you a little more respect for animals.
Didn't teach me how to tell a story.
Well, that is true. And the great Travis Pastrana on the radio show today. You know we love him, and now he's got a new is it a TV show or a movie, this Thrillbillies?
Thrillbillies is a series of videos that he and his group of crazy nut jobs has been coming out with, and the newest one has some stunt that you can't believe. If you tell people what he did, people say, well, that's just not true.
Who jumps out of a plane without a parachute? Right.
Yeah.
It just seems like maybe that's given too much for a DVD series. You know what I mean? Anyway, Travis on the program today. Ralph, of course, is here with the Showbiz Beat, and that's next on K-Rock. Very close to having Kevin join the show live from Las Vegas.
Yeah.
He and Dave went out there to see the...
Yeah, right. Sure. No,
you sound like you doubt a little bit.
No, it'll happen. I'm sure. No, absolutely. It'll happen. Oh, the engineer overslept. Come on, people. How naive do you want to be?
This is a mess.
But Lightning talked to Kevin, and Kevin said he was outside of the studio waiting for the guy to show up.
He talked to someone who claimed he was Kevin.
Well, that is true.
Like Kevin wouldn't pay off some guy to pretend to be him.
That's a good point. That is possible. I guess you're right. Anyway, it's 5:51. It is Monday morning. Ralph is here wearing the Eagles jersey. That means they won yesterday.
Yeah.
Is it? You know, you were saying early in the year that it was over for this year.
Yeah, but it is. Don't get me wrong. It is.
Okay. Because of the division they're in.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The Giants.
They could salvage the season, but they can't get into the playoffs.
Well, look, anything's possible. If one of the NFC teams just tanks and the Eagles manage to eke out, 9 or 10 wins, it's possible they could end up in a wild card position. But with both the Giants and the Cowboys playing like world beaters, and they got like 3 and 4 games up on them, odds are not good. But that's why, even more importantly, you have to celebrate every little victory because that's not much. You don't have much to celebrate in the course of a season. But we are now 3 and 4, and we're celebrating that as opposed to being 2 and 5.
You're clawing your way back to the middle is what you're doing.
Exactly. Maybe we might get to 500 at some point this season, and then all the champagne corks will be popped.
That would be a dream season right there.
It really would. It'd be spectacular.
It's interesting how your expectations change from before the season when it's Super Bowl or nothing to this point in the season where you go, well, if we were 500, that'd be all right.
Here's the thing. Philadelphia Eagles fans are notoriously cranky and pissy anyway, And then if you put a bunch of really successful seasons on top of that, now there's just no living with them because everybody expects to go into the playoffs every season and be Super Bowl contenders every season. It's just super hard to do,
Oh, yeah. We're halfway through. They're already calling for Andy Reid's job.
Oh, yeah.
All over Philly.
They want a new quarterback. They want a new coach. They want to move the team. They want a new team name. They want new uniforms. They're ready to just pitch it all in. So.
Well, all most of us care about at this point is the Super Bowl next weekend between the Colts and the Patriots.
Here's the thing. That's what I keep telling people. Look. So we don't get a Super Bowl. We won't get our ass kicked by the Patriots. That's a good thing.
Exactly.
So next week we have Dallas, though, at home.
And that's not going to be easy.
If we win no other game all season long, that's the one game everybody wants to win.
Sure.
Sure.
Because of that T.O. fella and because of just the rivalry between the two teams.
But all right,
plus
Ralph.
It gives Mike the opportunity to welch on another wager, too.
That's true. That would be good.
Let me ask you a question. As a Philadelphia Eagle fan, what would you rather see happen? The Eagles win... but Terrell Owens has an awesome day. He scores 3 touchdowns in a spectacular fashion. Or the Cowboys win, but Terrell Owens leaves early in the game with a devastating hit, shatters half the bones in his body.
Jeez.
Is it a career-ending injury?
That's open. We'll find out. The doctors are still working on it. They don't know. He's hurt.
No, I'm going to need a commitment on a career-ending injury.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Not before I answer that question.
That's a great question.
That's like Michael Irvin-esque. Yeah. Or else I'm really not going to be happy.
5:54, Rob's here with the Showbiz Beat for Monday. What's going on? What did we miss over the weekend if we weren't paying attention?
I'll tell you what most people didn't miss, going to Saw 4.
No kidding.
Monster numbers this weekend. I'll tell you, you release a horror movie around Halloween, you're pretty guaranteed to have the number one movie in the country. But this one even outperformed expectations. $32 million it made this weekend.
Wow.
In its debut, Dan in Real Life, the new Steve Carell comedy, was number 2 at the box office by about half as much, $12 million at the box office made it number 2. 30 Days of Night was number 3. The Game Plan. You got to be effing kidding me with this Game Plan.
Oh, my God.
Number 4 at the box office this weekend. Inexplicably, Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married remains in the top 5. Michael Clayton, a movie that should be
Yes.
should be seen by everyone is number six at the box office this weekend.
You saw that before I did, Ralph, and you came in and you said, of course Clooney's great, but you got to see Tom Wilkerson, and you got to see Sidney Pollack. And I said, well, yeah, because they're good actors, of course. Then I went to see the movie, and I walked out of the window. God damn, those guys are phenomenal actors, aren't
they? Isn't it ridiculous how good they are?
Yeah.
And Tilda Swinton, come on.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Amazing.
What a cast.
Just top to bottom. The movie's just solid as series.
Yeah,
you got to go.
Can't go wrong with that.
Gone Baby Gone, number seven. The Comebacks, excuse me, number eight. We Own the Night, number nine. And The Nightmare Before Christmas in 3D rounds out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. What is wrong with Britney Spears? Seriously.
What now?
Did you hear about her her outside the courtroom tirade?
No.
Last week, Friday, she was in the courtroom still battling for custody with her ex-husband Kevin Federline. She's outside the Los Angeles Superior Court, and after leaving the courtroom for a bathroom break, she yells at one of the reporters to eat it, lick it, snort it, F it.
Oh, my God.
While her lawyers and her friend Ali Sims were chasing after her, then she returned to face the music in the courtroom, sobbing, just crying like a mental patient in the hallway before going back in.
And didn't she leave the very brief hearing with the judge like three times to go to the bathroom? And she like changed her hairstyle and then she switched her sunglasses out. I mean, she
just...
Everything
Ralph
about
called
her,
it mental patient.
She is. Yeah.
She's really unhinged.
She's acting like a crazy person.
Yeah.
She comes out sobbing and screaming at lawyers to eat it, snort it, eat it, lick it, snort it, F it.
Jeez.
Like, what?
Is she possessed?
I think so.
That should be the name of her new album is what that should be.
They really should. Yes, Lisa. Then her head spun around and she threw up green stuff all over the judge.
I would be surprised.
Yeah. By the way, she was quoted as saying that her judge is so mean. What are you, 12? Oh, dear God. I'm just praying for the overdose now at this point. I'm just saying.
And how dare anyone out there make fun of Britney after all she's been through? Yeah. She's a human!
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That was just silly.
I'm sorry. You're right. You see that dude, by the way? What's his name again?
Chris Crocker.
Chris Crocker?
Yeah.
You see him replicating the vagina photos of Britney Spears getting out of the limo at a club outside in Los Angeles last week?
Oh. No, please.
He was wearing a dress, and photographers, for some reason, were shooting him as he got out of the limo or the car he was in. So he lifted up his dress and was showing off his shaved genitalia to the paparazzi. Yeah. It's Britney's number one fan right there.
Yep.
There you go. Here's an interesting thing, which I like to bring you from time to time. Most of the stories aren't, but this one I think is particularly interesting. Did you catch any of the Giants-Miami Dolphins game this weekend?
A little bit.
Played in London, England, at the Wembley Stadium, part of the NFL's attempt to widen the attention that the NFL gets. Although NFL Europe was not a huge success.
No.
Maybe they should learn that people overseas don't really care so much about American football.
But it was 90,000 people bought tickets to come see it.
Yeah. It was the first ever regular season NFL game to be held outside of North America. And the interesting part, as I promised you, was that John Cusack, the actor, was the color commentary guy on BBC Radio.
No way!
Yeah. He was doing the radio broadcast of the Giants-Dolphins game. I have no idea why he's moonlighting as a sportscaster, but I know John is a football fan. It just seems odd that he would take that gig.
Especially since the Bears weren't even playing.
Yeah, I know he's a big Chicago boy. So, interesting. But
that is.
Yeah. Miami Dolphins. Jesus.
Really, if the NFL's big attempt to globalize this sport, are we going to send them the Dolphins?
Well, you don't know. That's the problem. The schedule's made up. You have no idea they're going to be so horrible.
No, but if you're going to hedge your bet, they could have said, you know what, let's go. Let's just send the Patriots in January when they're making up the schedule. They could have said, listen, let's.
Do you think Belichick would put up with that? They called Belichick, said, you want to go to England? No.
Okay,
sorry, we bothered you.
No, good point. He's slowly becoming the surliest man ever.
He really is. Nobody wants to screw with him.
I think the Patriots did go overseas for a preseason game maybe last year, so maybe it would have been unfair to send them out again. I think they're trying to rotate it around.
Belichick strikes me as the Dick Cheney of NFL.
He really is.
Surly, cranky, just always got a scowl on his face. No one of those guys when they're scared to death. And Tom Cruise has announced that he has no intentions of running for office.
Really? Because he would win. Oh, wait.
The actor told MTV that although he pays attention to politics, first and foremost, he's an artist and has no intention on running for office at any time.
I guess, I can let my breath out.
Yeah, like you'd win. As famous as you are, your opponent would just say, Scientology. Boom.
Done.
Exactly.
It's all over. So.
How does that Meryl Streep, Tom Cruise movie look to you guys?
It looks great to me. I can't wait to check it out. Yeah, Lions for Lambs.
So unbelievably heavy-handed to me, and I'm very nervous by it. It's just Robert Redford, instead of writing an op-ed in the New York Times, he decided to make a movie, and we're going to have to suffer through it because to hear what he has to say.
He doesn't make a lot of bad movies.
I was going to say, when have you ever been disappointed by a movie that Robert Redford has directed?
I don't know. I haven't. He is an excellent director. I totally grant you that. But this one really does look like it's just, I don't know. Just
super
it's all,
manipulative?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get the impression it's not going to be even-handed.
I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt over something like Rendition, which is also a film that's got a strong political viewpoint, but seems not nearly as well done as
Well, I can attest to that.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen the Redford one. I can attest to that.
But you put you okay?
He snorted.
He just blew out a sinus there.
Darth Bean.
you give me Robert Redford and Meryl Streep.
And Meryl Streep, yeah.
I'll give each a couple hours of my time.
Sure.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Richard Dreyfuss, very talented actor. You know him from Jaws and from Stakeout. Oh, wait a minute. No, he has to have done another movie better than that.
What's the one where he was
American Graffiti?
Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
That was a great movie. Yeah. What's the one he did with Danny DeVito where they played the insurance salesman? Remember that?
Tin Man,
that's it. Yeah, in Baltimore.
Mr. Holland's Opus?
That's the one I was trying to think of.
If Kevin was here right now, he'd be screaming at us.
I know.
Are you still talking about
Richard
Kevin
Dreyfuss?
Are you still talking about Kevin Dreyfuss? Richard Dreyfuss?
Was he in Transformers?
Yes. Richard Dreyfuss is 60 years old today. Dan Castellaneta, voice of Homer Simpson and many other characters over on The Simpsons, is 50. Randy Jackson of the popular singing group The Jacksons is 46 years old today. Wasn't Randy always the little one? I thought Randy was always the little kid one.
No, that was always Michael was the little kid one.
Wasn't Randy younger than Michael?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. I just know that Randy Jackson isn't even the most famous person named Randy Jackson anymore.
I know.
That's true. He's 46 years old today, and Winona Ryder, popular actress and shoplifter, is 36 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Do I hear Kevin? Do I have Kevin in Las Vegas? Kevin, come in.
Las Vegas is a very sad place on a Monday morning.
I bet it's a lot of fun on Friday and Saturday night, not so much on Monday morning, huh?
It's really sad. And, of course, with Halloween weekend, everybody's, like, dressed up. You see, like, a pirate sitting at a slot machine with a patch over his eye and half his outfit missing and he's smoking. Just desperately bad.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock 106.7 KRQ for a Monday morning, 6:08. The reason Kevin and the King are in Las Vegas this weekend is they saw the big Rage Against the Machine show last night. What do they call that? The Vegas? Is that
Vegas.
What it is?
Yeah, Vegas.
Vegas. Mm-hmm. Right. And you got a review of that later on this morning.
Yeah, Muse played too. They're as always, fantastic. So
great.
Always good times.
First, though, we draw your attention to Entertainment Weekly, which is a fantastic – it's my favorite of the entertainment magazines. I read it every week. They got a great website, too, EW.com. And they have put together recently a poll of the most 25 awesome action heroes of all time on the movie screen. Most 25 awesome action heroes on the silver screen is what they call their list. And there's some people that you would expect to be on the list and a couple of surprises, too. And we actually asked producer Lightning to line us up the room, I guess, where everybody is. And I don't know how exactly this works, but he tells us that the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is standing by on the phone right now. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Kevin Vino. How are you?
Well, what's going on? You're hanging out with these people on the top 25?
Yeah, it's our annual action hero pancake breakfast. Once a year we all get together and we, eat flapjacks and we talk about, being tremendous action heroes and how everyone loves us and how fantastic we are.
I see. And you were number 8 on the list. Arnold Schwarzenegger, number 8 for Terminator 2.
Number 8. That's pretty good. It's top 10. My polling is better for the action hero than it is for governing.
Yeah. You are a long way from being able to be an action hero now, if I've seen pictures of you on the beach recently.
How dare you?
Oh.
I will kill you with all the muscles that I used to have. I'll go back there and get them. I'll travel in time, and I'll come forth and come with me if you want to live.
Okay. Now, is it true that everybody on the list is there with you? And if that's the case, could we talk to, say, your pal Tom Cruise? Is
Not
he there?
Everybody on the list is here. That's important. Okay. That's important to to keep in mind.
Can we speak to Uma Thurman, please?
No, for example, she's not on the list.
Oh.
Nobody who's dead is here on the list.
Uh-huh.
And okay. Nobody who Ralph can do an impression of is not on the list.
Oh, well, that's weird that they would make that distinction.
It just worked out that way. Isn't it weird? Okay. So weird. Ah, well, it's weird.
How about Tom Cruise? Can we try him? Is he nearby?
I can get him here for you.
Okay.
Tom Cruise. Ah, Tom Cruise.
There he is.
I love Katie.
Well, we weren't asking about that. Tom, congratulations on making it on the list. Where'd you come in this year?
Good morning, Kevin Devine. I'm 17 on the list.
Mm.
17 for Mission Impossible 3. That's not too bad, right? For a guy who's not really perceived as an action hero usually.
Yeah, but what was wrong with Mission Impossible and Mission Impossible 2?
Well, I mean, I think they just picked one movie for each person on the list.
What are your crimes? What are your crimes?
I'm not accusing.
What are your crimes?
I didn't say he did anything.
Kevin. What are your crimes?
Could we speak with Harrison Ford, please, Tom?
How dare you?
I'm just saying we had a lot of people we're trying to get out on the phone call here.
Or Errol Flynn, either one.
Hold on one second.
Kevin, I don't believe Errol Flynn is there. I think we heard.
Harrison.
That's annoying.
Harrison.
Tough to say.
Phone call for you.
Good morning, Kevin Bean. How are you?
Harrison Ford?
Yeah, this is Harrison.
You are number three, hard to believe, for Raiders of the Lost Ark. Wow, was that a lot of energy ago.
I'm quite the action hero.
Mm-hmm.
People seem to get very excited when I'm on the screen. And I think it's the energy I bring to my performance.
I think that
you haven't had energy in years.
You faded out there at the end there, Harrison. At the end of that sentence.
Yeah, just a lot of energy to my performance.
How about Antonio Banderas? Is he there?
Hold on, I'll take a look.
The hell's he doing on this list?
Antonio Banderas.
I can't hear you.
Antonio.
Harrison, maybe you should tap him on the shoulder.
Antonio Banderas. Hello.
And Antonio, you are number 20 on the Entertainment Weekly's list of most awesome action heroes of all time on the movie screen for Desperado.
Yes, I am number 20 on the list for Desperado. I am so proud to be on the list of so many other talented actors and action heroes. To be on the list with them is quite an honor.
How annoying is it to try to talk to Harrison Ford these days?
I can't understand what he's saying. I think we tried to feed him pancakes, but I thought he was dead. He fell face forward into the maple syrup.
That's
not a pretty sight. It's very sad.
Well, he's old.
He had a sausage in his nose when we picked him up.
Oh, wow, that's not an image that anyone wants.
No, that's not a sausage.
No one wants a sausage in the nose, except for my wife, Melanie Griffith.
Well,
she will snort anything. She once snorted our Pomeranian.
The
poor little dog was stuck in her sinuses for a week.
Well, that is very sad. I'm sorry to hear
every
that.
Every time she sneezed, she went, arf. Very, very bad. Very, very bad.
This is quite a party y'all have. What's Jackie Chan doing right now? Is he nearby? Could we speak with him?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Jackie Chan. I'm here for you for the phone.
Hey, Ramdai, how you doing? What's up, Ramdai? I was in Rush Hour.
Yeah, that's right. Right, you were number 15 for a movie a lot of Americans have not seen, Drunken Master 2, which was kind of a huge international sensation.
Yeah, I did Drunken Master 2.
Right?
First Drunken Master starred Kevin this weekend in Las Vegas.
Oh, how about that?
That's a little joke.
All right, listen, Jackie, it's very exciting that you guys have this big party. We don't have very much
shut
time,
up,
but we're hoping.
Why are you so angry?
What? Who are you yelling at?
Sean Connery's so angry. He's
No.
He's being angry because he's not number one for James Bond. He's so angry with everyone. He keeps threatening everyone.
We could have told you that. We've had dealings with him. Is he nearby? Could we talk to him?
Plus, he eats haggis. Haggis pancakes.
That's not good.
The harbor is some part of the organ of the inside on a pancake. That's not good for anybody.
That's not good.
Hold on. I'll see if I can get him for you.
Okay, very good.
Kevin and Bean, how the f*** are you?
Whoa, look. We're just calling to say hello and to congratulate everybody for making the awesome action heroes list, Sean.
Congratulating?
Yeah.
I'm 23 on this f- list.
Yeah, you're 23rd, yeah.
23rd out of 25.
Right, but there are a lot of people who didn't make the list.
The only people I beat are that loser Steven Seagal and that gook Toshiro Mifune.
Come okay. on, John.
He's a classic movie hero from the Seven Samurai movie. I mean, it's an honor to be on a list with a guy like him, Sean.
He's an ancient old slope eye. That's what he is.
Oh, come on, John. Wow, why the hate? Why the hate?
I'm f***ing James goddamn sucking Bond.
Well, you were. I mean, this role that you were nominated for was 1964.
I invented the action hero.
But here's the thing. Haven't you had plenty of acclaim for the roles you've done over the years? You've had tons of Oscar nominations. You've won an Oscar. You're beloved. You're in the AFI Hall of Fame. I mean, what else do you need, Mr. Connery?
I need to be higher up on this list, you
Sean, it doesn't seem like you're having much fun at that party with everyone else.
No, because everyone comes up to me and tells me, oh, I beat you on the list.
Yeah, who said that first to you?
Mel Gibson. Goddamn drunk. Listen, don't get me wrong. I mean, everybody hates the Jews.
Come on,
okay,
Sean.
That's not true at
but
all.
How stupid can you to be to say that loud?
What is wrong with you?
Don't
you just
know
said
this
it out.
Business is run by the
You know, I'm surprised to see what a crappy time you're having, because this sounds like a great party. I mean, did you get a chance to meet the governor of California?
I did talk to him, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I have no f***ing idea what he said, though.
Okay.
Who can understand him with that accent?
How about Bruce Lee? Did you meet him?
He's dead, you
Okay. How about Keanu Reeves?
I hope you meet Bruce Lee soon.
It was a joke, John.
Dude? What about the young up-and-coming guys? I mean, as a guy who's basically retired from acting, you can't blame someone like Matt Damon from going out and getting his and making great action movies. I mean, that's awesome that he's out there working like he is, right?
I have no problem with Matt Damon working.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Even
okay.
if he is a f***.
Come on.
He's not at all.
Oh, he sucks Ben Affleck's
Sean, we have to watch our language. We are on the radio.
Oh, could you watch my asshole for me while you're watching your language?
Okay.
Watch all it right. open up.
Listen,
oh, look, it's a big piece of
All right. Listen, we were just calling to congratulate the whole group. I'm sorry that you have such sour grapes.
I'm sorry you're a d-
Okay.
But
hey,
I
gotta
did
go,
get the Sean. Sigourney Weaver. That was fun.
Come wow. on, Sean.
Yeah. I said, you know that scene in Aliens where something comes popping out of the guy's chest?
Yeah.
Something's going to be popping out of your
All right.
Okay.
We
All
gotta
right.
go.
God.
Thank you, Sean. We'll see you later.
Hey, the bitch finally spoke up.
All right, that's a lot of noise right there. That's loud is what that is.
It's normal. It's regular volume, Kevin.
Oh,
we're not
okay.
we're not trying to make it hurt. I guess it's just your head, I think.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. This is Kevin. I'm in Las Vegas for the Vegas, which was last night, which of course was Muse and Rage Against the Machine. And Lisa, what's your problem? What are you complaining about?
Kevin, here's the thing. People walk for causes, right? They run for causes. I get that. When I was in high school, walked 20 miles for something. I don't know, breast cancer, whatever it was. We just
you were
walked.
For it or against it?
We got people to sign a little sheet, and they gave us so much money per mile, and we walked. It was no big deal, but we walked. Okay. So people have been doing that for a long time. They walk for AIDS, they walk for breast cancer, they walk for MS, whatever.
Sure. A-holes.
Things have been changing lately. First of all, they started running marathons. And they don't just ask you for so much a mile. They tell you they have to raise $4,500 to participate in the marathon. And if they don't, they have to make up the money themselves. Right? You know that.
Okay.
So now
sounds
you're
like a good
like,
cause, though. If somebody's willing to do that, I think I have to applaud them for
sure.
trying to raise that much money for a worthy cause.
But you're like, oh, my God, my friend Ellen, if she doesn't raise this money, she's going to have to kick in $1,000 so she can have the right to run to raise money for leukemia. So you have to give her money. Because that's not right. So you feel all this pressure to give her money.
Well, I would think you would want to if she's your friend.
Well, I do. And so I did.
Okay.
But then George did a three-day AIDS ride. 3 days.
Right.
And he needs to raise $10,000 or whatever. So I have to give George money. So now I've got like five people that are doing these immense things. And I feel bad because I'm just sitting at home watching baseball or whatever. I'm not doing anything. So I got to give him money. And then new causes are coming up. Things I've never heard of. This year, I gave money for the Farm Sanctuary?
What?
What is that? Has anybody ever heard of that?
I actually get their newsletter and donate to them.
All
the
right, well,
the
apparently so do I.
But Lisa, here's
so
what most of us do.
Who's walking for the Farm Sanctuary. Well, I don't want the farm animals to die, so I have to give them money.
Right.
And then I have a friend who has a boss whose kid has Prader-Willi.
Holy Lord.
What is that?
I don't know what that one is.
Well, apparently it's this thing that affects a chromosome where you're hungry all the time. So these little kids that
have that.
200 pounds, it's because they're hungry all the time. And those are the people that grow into adults who weigh 500 pounds.
Oprah has that, right?
Yeah, Oprah has that. So now she's walking for that for her boss's friend. Well, it's her boss, and I want to support her for that, and she's got to raise money, and she's walking, so I give her money for that. Thing I've never even heard of, and it's very rare, by the way. Okay, then I have a friend who emailed me 2 weeks ago who's only running a 5K, but she needs money to raise whatever. I don't even know what the cause is. I don't remember. A 5K is only, what, 3 miles?
Right.
They were done by 10 a.m. and drinking beer, but they needed money from me
for
their cause. So that's just weak. That's what I'm saying, right? So it's either like they're running for 5 days or they run for 10 minutes. But either way, they need the same amount of money from me. Lisa, and don't even get me started on the parents who are raising money for their children's schools. Can we talk about the wrapping paper?
No, Lisa, hold on. Let me stop you right now.
And then, Lisa. Have you ever the cookie dough? Do you know what the cookie dough costs that they want you to buy for their children? It's like $20 for a roll of dough. It's insane. Lisa.
And then who anticipated the fires?
And I've saved the wolves 3 times now for the National
the
Defense
you
Foundation.
Did what?
The wolves. The
what
wolves. The wolves.
What the wolves?
The wolves.
What are you talking
because
about?
Because in Canada, they're paying people now to, like, shoot them from helicopters. They want to just eliminate all the wolves. Well, that's not right. I read that book, Don't Cry Wolf, and they're very good animals, and they're not decimating the population of caribou like they say they are. It's just wrong. So I have to save the wolves, but I keep saving them, and they're not saved. And who's clubbing baby seals? Jesus, why do I even have to tell people to stop doing that? It's just, it's so disgusting.
Lisa, you can't give money to every person that asks for every cause that you have to pick and choose.
This is what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying is just take a day off. Just take it easy for a little while. Just stop for a little while. Let's all just stop.
So you're saying you're
Let's all
busy.
Just relax.
You're busy sitting on your fat ass in your home, and they're out walking 26 miles or whatever. You can't be bothered with their pet charity.
Let's just take a break. That's all I'm saying. Let's take a little break.
Here's the thing, though, Lisa, is that
perhaps
you need to
November
learn to
can be the month of nothing.
You need to learn to pick and choose.
How
you can't...
can I choose between all my friends who are all doing all this worthy stuff? And every year, more and more people are doing
stuff
tell
you
for
how,
more
Lisa,
and more things.
You choose your friends. You let the goddamn wolves go.
I can't let the wolves go.
That's how you do it.
Wolves, for God's sakes. This is sad.
You, by the way, on the little island on which I live, there is a wolf sanctuary. There are a lot of people that I know that are heavy into the wolves.
Yeah. Right, but if you're low on cash and all of your friends are asking, I don't know, maybe the wolves take the back seat.
How do you choose? How do you possibly choose from
first
any of
all,
these?
You need fewer friends. First of all, that's part of your problem right now is you've got too many people that you consider friends. There ought to be like a very small core group of people who automatically get your money. And the rest of the people, I'm sorry, just don't have enough for everybody.
I can't do that.
I'm convinced that they're not all Lisa's friends. They just know she's an easy mark.
Right.
They are my friends. They're all my friends. I just don't understand how everybody is walking for something. I don't understand that. How is that possible?
Because we live in the most generous country in the world because millions of people all the time are looking for ways that they can help.
Well, apparently all they can do is walk. That's all anybody can do. They just walk.
That's more than you're doing, Lisa.
How is that doing anybody any good? Stop walking. Do something else. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to email Lisa that I am raising money for some charity that we can decide later by sitting on my ass watching TV. Then she'll be so happy with me that I'm not out walking.
Not constructive. That's what I'm saying.
Wow. Lisa hates charity. That's what we're learning.
Lisa hates the poor. She hates the sick. She hates the edibles. And if you're raising money for any cause, it's Lisa at krock.com.
God,
she'll be delighted to donate to the cause.
Just stop. That's all I'm saying.
Dip into the email bag. Get a lot of emails from a lot of people on a lot of topics, including a thank you note to the Kevin Bean Show, if you can believe that, Kevin.
Wow, that doesn't happen.
This is from the Sheikh. Remember we did Ask a Muslim a couple weeks ago?
Oh, right, yeah.
So we heard from Yasser, who writes to us. Sorry it took me some time to write this, but I wanted to thank you guys for the invitation. It was a beautiful opportunity to tell our story. I honestly didn't know much about the Kevin Amin Show prior to the interview. However, I found out it is very popular with the kids, and I've been getting emails ever since. Again, thank you and peace, Yasser. So that was nice. We had a great time with him, and I hope we'll have him back. I think we just barely scratched the surface on what we don't know about Islam. I'll tell you that.
Yes.
We were talking about fan clubs on the show last week. Mike is in a few of them. I'm in a few of them. We certainly had some K-Rock listeners who were in a few of them. Melvin writes in, if there were one, I would certainly be embarrassed to be part of a Kevin and Bean fan club, although I imagine there'd be complimentary gifts like fireworks from Kevin and free postage stamps from Bean. That would be cool as part of my membership fees. Best, Melvin.
Speaking of which, hey guys, I got to work before I could call in, but I am a member of the Justin Timberlake fan club.
Really?
This guy writes, David writes, I was buying concert tickets for my fiance since she was at work, and I saw that they had a pre-sale for fan club members. Being the good man that I am, I joined to try to get her the best seats, and now I get lame emails about once a week. At least she took her girlfriend to the concert.
Oh, what a burn.
Justin's fan, David.
Oh. And you know, by the way, that at some point the FBI is going to uncover that. It's going to come out somewhere that he's in the Justin Timberlake fan club and he's going to have to try to convince people it wasn't because he wanted to join. All right, here's my favorite email of the day. Hello, Bean. And you tell me if this person is being serious or if they're just trying to drive me into the nut farm, all right? Hello, Bean. I tried, but I can't find the website for Glendale Costumes. I tried GlendaleCostumes.com, but it does not work. It takes me to a different site. Help. I need a costume as soon as possible. Thank you for your help, Denise. All right. First of all, Denise, it's Denise with two S's, so screw you, first of all, okay? You people aren't more interesting because your names are misspelled. Johnny Peralta, the Boston Red Sox, just because it's Johnny, J-H-O-N-N-Y, doesn't make you cool, okay? It makes you a douchebag.
Right.
But I know that's not the reason why you wrote.
No.
Just do a Google search. Don't automatically type in GlendaleCostumes.com. Just type in Glendale Costumes in a Google search, and it'll come up. It's so easy to find. What is wrong with people?
People, if you want to drive Bean absolutely out of his mind, email him any question. Doesn't make any difference what it is. Any question, he will explode.
Could internet search engines be easier to use?
No.
Could they be faster? Is it possible they could be more efficient? Is there anything easier in the world to do than to find a business online? If there is, tell me what it is. If you know it's a costume store and it's in Glendale, how hard should it be to find Denise with two S's?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would be that hard to just type in Glendale and costume and then hit...
And see what comes up!
Google search.
It's not that hard!
Aw, that's sad.
Oh, bye, Bean.
He's gone.
I'm actually back. Hey, wow. Kevin and Bean, don't know...
That was a quick recovery.
I recovered well from my head exploding. This is a great tip of something you do need to look at online. Don't know if you guys have already seen this, but it's the Men Who Look Like Old Lesbians website.
Oh.
Which, by the way, is very funny. There's everybody on there from Phil Spector to Newt Gingrich to Al Pacino. But here's the reason why Brady wrote in. You have to scroll down to the October 8th post, and you'll see a picture of everyone's favorite man who looks like an old lesbian, Rodney Bingenheimer, ladies and gentlemen. Rodney Bingenheimer on the site.
What's the site?
Copy that.
Men Who Look Like Old Lesbians.blogspot.com. But if you just put Men Who Look Like Old Lesbians in the search engine, you're going to find it. So,
or email Bean. He can tell you.
It's a fantastic picture of Rodney, too. And boy, did he earn it. He earned a spot on that site, I got to tell you.
Tim writes, hey, Kevin, could you please tell Bean that every time he plays that damned Halloween Spooks song, God will come down from heaven and destroy his wonderful microwave, Tim.
Oh, how are you going to come in my microwave like this, especially when it's the best Halloween song of all time?
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween. Go sleeping, I'm going to
happen. And by best, you mean most annoying?
Ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
You're going to miss this song after Wednesday.
Halloween spooks.
Nope.
Outside my window.
Sing it if you know it.
Halloween spooks. Behind the tree, I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window frame.
Hey, Lisa, Kevin is walking in a 5K this weekend to raise money to get me to stop playing Halloween Spooks. Would you like to donate?
Yes, I'll give you money.
There you go.
Anyway, you can email any of us. All the email addresses are at krock.com.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
This is a mess. I am in Vegas.
I think he's masking it pretty well today, Ralph. What do you think?
I think he's hired a Kevin impersonator. I'm not moving off that until I see some photographing of
this.
Although it was funny that sister producer Alex, who was out Halloweening over the weekend,
She said she had people call at her all weekend long who had Kevin spottings. Oh, yeah, Kevin and Dave were just in here. Oh, and then she'd get a call like 15 minutes later. Kevin and Dave just stopped by here. They just bought us some shots. It's the coolest. Apparently, you were men about town this weekend.
Oh, how dare she. I was here studying the Bible. That's what I was
doing. Oh, you and Paris Hilton?
Yep.
Fantastic. All right, Ralph, what's going on this morning?
Before I get to the entertainment news, let's talk about what I have to give you. I give you things in order to try and buy your love. And this week, I've got Beowulf red carpet premiere tickets. How about that? How would you like to go to the red carpet world premiere of Beowulf in Westwood on November 5th? Beowulf, for those of you who didn't study English in college or high school, one of the greatest stories of all time. Kevin, you're an English major. You must know all about Beowulf, right?
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite.
You had to read it.
Yeah, it's that one that stars Angelina Jolie, of course.
Now, the story doesn't star Angelina Jolie. It's a medieval tale of heroism and monsters. And
yeah, I don't remember much about it.
Good conquering evil.
Do you remember anything about it?
No.
Do you remember the name of the monster in Beowulf?
Beowulf?
No.
I don't know.
Grendel.
It is an almost impossible book to make through, though. As a contemporary person who reads regular English, it is a very, very difficult and dense volume, though.
I don't know if you're still forced to read it, but I know I was forced to read it when I was in high school.
Hey, Ralph, is this movie, is it a cartoon or is it not a cartoon?
Remember when, it's directed by Robert Zemeckis, who gave us Back to the Future, 1, 2, and 3, gave us Forrest Gump, has done a lot of great films. But you remember when he did Polar Express with Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where he put Hanks in a motion capture CGI suit, and Hanks would act out the movie, and then they went back in with computer graphics and filled out the actual image of him plus all the backgrounds and stuff.
Right.
This is the same thing. They take Ray Winstone, who's the star of the film, Anthony Hopkins, Angelina Jolie, as you mentioned, and they have them do motion capture photography wearing these computer suits, and then the computer comes in and fills in all the rest. So it is sort of a cartoon, but it has been acted out in live action with these actors. So it's an interesting technology that they do. So it ends up looking very lifelike.
Look,
ends up looking very lifelike.
She's what, Bean? She's what?
She's naked.
Really? Sort of.
In animated form.
Yeah.
Why do they have to do that? Why, when she gets naked, do they have to go over and then digitize it? Why can't they just show us her naked body?
Because I don't think she was naked at the time. She was wearing like a scuba suit with sensors all over so the computer could track her movements.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Yeah, I would too. Anyway, you get to go to the red carpet world premiere of Beowulf. It's on November the 5th in Westwood, where they do a lot of the big premieres. Man Village Theater in Westwood. If you'd like to go, let's give the first five callers at 1-800-520-1067. We'll give you a pair of tickets. You can go see all the celebrities, I'm sure. Angelina will be there, and maybe her husband Brad Pitt, and Ray Winstone, very talented British actor, one of my favorites. You can check out the new movie. I'm looking forward to
seeing it. See Angelina Jolie's cans.
That's right.
It's a great band, by the way.
speaking of movies, top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, Saw 4 did huge numbers, $32 million in its debut, made it number one. Dan in Real Life was number two with $12 million in its debut weekend. 30 Days of Night came in at number three. At number four, The Game Plan. Oh, Rock has a kid, and then she warms his heart. Oh, that bachelor life is over for The Rock. F you, The Game Plan.
I bet there's an important decision to be made about whether his career is more important to him than his family.
Do I win the Super Bowl, or do I take my daughter to the park? Screw you!
Does he trade in his sports car for a station wagon, Ralph?
Oh, you know he does, Mike. His life's turned topsy-turvy when a cute little curly-haired 8-year-old shows up at his front door.
And how many weeks now has this been in the top five?
Like a year. Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married was number five at the box office. Michael Clayton, a George Clooney movie that I recommend highly. It's really good. Is number six. Gone Baby Gone, the Ben Affleck-directed film, is number seven. The Comeback's number eight. We Own the Night, number nine. And number 10, The Nightmare Before Christmas 3D. Speaking of movies, great list on lovefilm.com, and if you know that website or not, but it's for film fans, where they took a look at all of the musical biopics in history, all the great motion pictures made about famous music stars.
Okay.
And there's been a ton of them.
Yeah, of course.
And they ranked them 10 to 1. Okay. Pretty interesting list. Number 10.
Can we guess a couple?
Sure, if you like, yeah.
Well, you got to put Ray on that list.
Ray, number four.
Sure.
Walk the Line.
Ray Charles. Walk the Line, number one, Psycho Mike.
Nice.
Wow, good call,
They
Mike.
Say that is the best musical biopic in history. The story, of course, of Johnny Cash and his wife
2,000 people were polled on the website. You know how painful that can be when you're polled. And that was what came. That's what came up. Yeah.
How about The Doors?
The Doors, number 5. That's one of my favorites. I thought that was real good. Oliver Stone's The Doors.
Kevin, you want to guess one?
Does Sid and Nancy count?
Sid and Nancy does count. Psycho Mike, it's number 8.
Wow.
That's like a game show we're playing now.
Is
this is Lady great.
Lady Sings the Blues about a real...
It is.
Singer?
Yeah, it's
Billie
Holiday. Holiday, but Billie it's not Holiday? On the top 10
no.
list.
Is it about a real thing?
Well, I wasn't sure if it was a real person that they were portraying or someone like Billie Holiday.
Like Dreamgirls.
You thought it was a thinly veiled fictionalized version? No, it's the story of Billie Holiday, Dinah Ross stars.
And yet not on the list.
Not on the list, Lisa. I'm sorry, you can no longer play our game. We do have some parting gifts for you, including Renews It.
How about who else is on the list? Who else fills out the top 10?
Yeah. Oh, we're done playing?
I think so.
Oh, Bean just canceled my game show.
Wow,
very
that's
nice.
Too bad.
Thanks. Backbeat was number 10.
You've been replaced by Drew Carey. I'm sorry.
Early years of the Beatles covered in Backbeat.
Yeah,
number 10
movie.
On that. La Bamba.
La Bamba.
Of course, a big smash hit starring Edward James Olmos. No.
Nope.
What's that other guy?
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Lou Diamond Phillips. I knew he had three names.
Those two are very close.
Well, they're both Latinos. La Bamba's number 9. Sid and Nancy, as I mentioned, number 8. Control, number 7.
What's that?
Wow, that's the one that's not even out yet.
Yes. It's that good. It's number 7.
What
it hasn't
is that
been released.
One?
It's a story movie about the dude from the Joy Division.
Oh,
yeah.
Joy Division. That's right.
What's Love Got to Do with It? Story of Tina Turner, number 6.
Hilarious.
Number 5, The Doors. 4, it was Ray. Number 3, Amadeus. How do you like me now?
Wow.
Amadeus.
Kevin. That is a great, great movie.
Story
wow,
movie.
Do I love that movie.
Yeah. Story of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Number 2, 8 Mile.
Oh, yeah.
The autobiography film about Eminem. And number 1, as I mentioned, Walk the Line. So there you can check that out. Love makes some people fat. In this case, it's Nick Lachey.
Really?
Star magazine this week. You got to pick it up. Al has 2 photos back to back. One of Nick Lachey in 1999 with no shirt on, dating Jessica Simpson, all ripped up, 34-inch waist. Now that he's in love with Vanessa Minnillo, he's I don't know what he's been eating, but
that's too easy.
38-inch waist he's got now.
Really?
Nick Lachey.
Wow.
38-inch
waist. Fatty, fat, fat,
wow.
fat.
Wow.
That's not good
that
for a guy.
That breaks Psycho Mike's heart.
Yeah. He was really, especially in his NSYNC days or whatever, band 90 Degrees. He was like super exercise guy and real strict with his diet. And
now he's like, Vanessa, get me another burrito.
Yeah.
That's all he says.
He's not on TV anymore. He doesn't have a recording career, really. So I guess there's no incentive to shape up.
Yeah.
How much does Psycho Mike know about Nick Lachey in his 98 Degrees days?
That's a good point.
What the hell?
Well, because Mike kind of looks like Nick Lachey, and they were both like buff workout guys. That was his attraction, I'm sure, to Nick Lachey.
Wow.
And he saw him as a brother in arms.
And I idolize him because he sealed up the Manilo fresh off of Jessica Simpson. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
That's a nice 1-2 punch. Well, if you better get on the treadmill, or it's just not going to keep around for very
long.
And lastly, before I get to celebrity birthdays this morning, Lisa May and all her kin must die.
What?
ABC has announced.
Yes.
They've just ordered more episodes of Carpoolers.
No.
Yes.
No.
You people.
No,
I got
you
emails.
People. No, you people.
I got emails from people, listeners, who actually said, I hadn't seen it, so I watched it after you said it, and I love it.
So?
Yeah, she's lying.
Carpoolers.
No.
Carpoolers.
So.
Lisa, you don't have to like that show just because you're a traffic reporter. You know
like
that, right?
The show.
No.
They get in the carpool lane, they just zip by all the traffic.
That must be crazy,
it's
the
so
things they do in the carpool
funny.
Lane.
It's hilarious.
They must just be out of control in that carpool lane.
You have no idea.
So while Lisa is sitting at home begrudging money for worthy charities, she's eating cheese puffs, watching Carpoolers.
Carpooling is good.
Now we know she's a bad person.
Do you call your other traffic people, Lisa, and just talk to them about carpooling?
They all come to my house and watch the show.
Ginger Chan, it's almost on. We're going to watch our traffic show. Paul Vera Jimenez, it's almost time.
Everyone bring your pylons.
Did you see that very special episode where one person drove in the carpool lane by himself? That was crazy.
Oh. Wasn't that insane?
Oh. I'm so pissed he got away with that.
Horrible.
The upside is ABC has ordered more episodes of Dirty Sexy Money, which I don't know if you've been watching or not.
Yes.
The new Peter Krause series.
Good show.
With Donald Sutherland and a very talented cast. Jill Claiborne. Yeah, very, very funny show. So
What about the cavemen? What's going on with the cavemen from ABC?
No word on the cavemen yet. But
is it still on?
Yes.
No.
Yes, still is.
It is
for
okay.
now. But yeah, not a big hit.
Carpoolers. We've got to figure out a way to get Lisa off his show.
The people
don't love
it.
The people
obviously
don't love
they do.
It.
You can't argue with that.
Today's celebrity. I think ABC just has nothing else. There's nothing in the vaults over at ABC. Like, let's cancel carpools, boss. We can't. We got nothing else. It's just
30 minutes of dead air.
Yeah.
What other shows should Lisa go work for, guys? Let's make a decision. What show would she be good on? Does Carolla want her?
I want her to go to Big Boy's Neighborhood just so I could listen to Lisa on Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I could bust out my black accent.
Yeah.
If they gave her a beat, she could do some rapping.
Inglewood.
That black accent is good.
Imagine her rapping the traffic over for Big Boy.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, my God. It'd be amazing.
Traffic's pretty slow on the 405. Someone's in an accident. Hope they're alive. That'd be horrible. Today's celebrity birthday is Richard Dreyfuss, a very talented actor. Got his big break, I suppose, in American Graffiti. Went on to make Jaws and a bunch of other blockbusters. He's 60 years old today. Dan Castellaneta, voice of Homer Simpson on The Simpsons, as well as others. He is 50 years old today. Randy Jackson of the Jackson 5. Well, actually, he wasn't the Jackson 5. He was in the Jacksons. When they added more than 5, they had to change the name.
Well, they kept having kids. They had to find work for him.
He's 46 years old and Winona Ryder. Actress? What's she been doing lately? Haven't seen her in a while.
I will say, though, she's one of the rare women who has gotten hotter as she's aged.
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Well, she steals a lot of cosmetics, so that's right. She only steals the best. She's 36 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I guess Kevin and Dave, the King of Mexico, are in Las Vegas, which was the plan. This isn't a surprise. It's not like we thought you'd be coming back. The plan all along was that you were going to stay there, right?
Well, yeah, because Rage Against the Machine played last night at Vegas, which is here in town, and Muse also played. Man, they're fantastic.
They're awesome.
So good. But Saturday night, I was playing Poker Bean, and I am a multi-billionaire now.
Really?
Really? I'm surprised you're even here this morning,
well,
man.
Well, almost a multi-billionaire. I was playing poker, and I kept getting these texts from Dave and from Omar. Hey, when are you coming out? And I was like, there was this dude that was sitting next to me that was just throwing chips away. He's like, I have too much money, and I have to give it to someone. So I started with $300, and I was up to, I don't know, at about 11 or midnight, I was up to almost $3,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing about poker is you're not playing against the house. You're just playing against other people. So if somebody's bad or dumb or whatever, you can take all their money. So I have almost $3,000, and I keep getting these texts. The guys are out. They want me to come out there. I was like, dude, I am not leaving this table.
No,
I have almost $3,000, and I got a straight, which almost never happens. And I was like, oh, this is so great. Because then another guy sat down, and he pushed all in. And I had to go all in. So I'm thinking to myself, I have almost $3,000. I have a straight, which means I'm going to win almost $6,000 off of a $300 bet.
Nice.
Now, this is big money for you for what you normally gamble, right?
Yes.
This isn't typical of you to have thousands of dollars involved.
No. If I lose $200, I get depressed. I'm out. I finish. I'm done. Whatever. I'll go out drinking. Yeah. I mean, I'll spend thousands on drinks. Don't get me wrong. But I'm talking about.
But yeah. So as I hear you tell the story, I'm thinking this is pretty big dough for Kevin.
It's huge. And I'm just so excited because what are the chances the guy goes all in and I have a straight?
Right.
So I'm thinking this is so awesome. I'm going to get my $6,000. I'm going to go buy the club that Dave and Omar are in. I'm going to just hang out. Dom for everybody.
And by the way, if you win this $6,000 as you're expecting, that means in your lifetime in Vegas, you're only down about $450,000.
But I'm thinking to myself, this is it. I'm going to win the $6,000, and then I'm going to stand up, and I'm just going to walk away from the table the victor. And I pushed all my chips in, and the other guy pushed all his chips in, and I said, straight. And I reached out to grab the chips, and the dealer grabbed them away from me. I was like, what? The guy next to me had a straight to the queen. I had a straight to the jack.
Oh my God.
So he had pretty much the same straight, but one card higher.
Oh.
So I went from what I thought was $6,000 to nothing.
Oh, that's so sad.
In about 15 seconds.
Oh.
Yeah. I was so, so excited.
I thought that gambling was a sure thing, though. I thought it's difficult to lose at Poker in Las Vegas.
It's hard to lose to just one card like that. That, yeah, that was bad.
So did, now here's the question. Here's where we find out what kind of a man you are. Did you then say, well, clearly I had my shot and I blew it and I'm out and I'm going to get up and go join my friends there? Or did you think, you know what, I can win it back?
Well, I mean, if by saying, you know what, I can win it back, you mean, did I pull out some more cash?
Oh, no.
Because I had $3,000 in chips in front of me.
Right, but what are the chances you're going to go on that kind of roll again? Isn't it more likely that you're going to continue to add on to how much you've lost?
I can tell you the chance is very poor. Very,
so how
very
much
poor.
Longer did you stay there before you went to look for the guys?
Oh, it was a while, but I didn't even hook up with them. Dave was at Dre's, which is an after party that used to be in Barbary Coast, I think.
Yeah, it was a Barbary Coast. Now it's Bill's Gambling Hall.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty sketchy.
It's always been an after-hours club that's a great club.
Oh, it's an awesome club.
In a horrible, yeah. Horrible casino.
Yes. And, well, everything was going good, you know. We've been drinking all night. Me and Omar watched Daft Punk, you know, at Vegas, and that was rocking. So we were stoked from that. So we went out dancing all night. We end up at Dre's.
You guys see Dave and Omar dancing all night?
Oh, dude, we were ripping it up. Dude. We're tearing it apart. Doing everything. So we get a Dre's, and everything's all good. I'm at the bar getting a drink. And next thing you know, I see Omar. You know where the table service are, where they have bottles and, you know, that's where
– where they rip you off for like
exactly.
$200 bottle of champagne or whatever?
Omar just clears it all off and starts doing the moonwalk on the tables. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah, that wasn't
– Yeah, so he's just going all crazy. And security comes and, you know – we're trying to sort it out.
No, what do you mean security comes? They come to get Omar?
They frown on that.
Hey, Dave?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave?
Yeah, Omar?
I was there, and I don't remember that.
What are you talking about?
You don't remember a lot of things that happen when you drink, Omar.
This time it was Omar.
So they didn't take us out through the special underground elevator?
Oh, wow. No, I don't remember that at all.
Seriously?
Nice. Yeah. Mm.
So that was cool.
Apparently, Omar at one point had some kind of a giant sumo wrestler security guard. Had him, like, around the neck.
He was talking to him like if he was, like, his two-year-old son. Like, nope, that's bad. You don't do that.
DJ Omar Khan.
Yeah.
Oh, classic. Nice. But Kevin missed out. But, you know, it was cool because...
because I won all that money.
No, it felt like you were there, buddy, because we charged it all to your room.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. That's good news. That's what I was hoping would happen. Yeah, Omar was in rare form this weekend. Which is why we always tell the stories about him, because he's the guy who just goes the craziest. Some people, you add alcohol and they become a better time, happier.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Some people are depressed. Omar turns into an MMA king. He's out there trying to fight everybody over everything.
He's the best. This time it was happy Omar until the end. You know, he was
It's always happy Omar until the end.
But he was upset because the sun wasn't out yet. So you're like, oh, man, oh, we lose.
That's how he knows if it's a bad night.
It's a good time, if the sun comes up and we get to go home.
Yeah, well.
But isn't it weird, Omar, that you never know what kind of a time you had in Las Vegas until somebody tells you on Monday morning?
Yeah, it's kind of strange. Yeah, I might have a problem.
You think just a little bit?
Just a little.
No.
Maybe just a little. All right.
That
well,
was good times.
We need to take a break. Coming up in about an hour, we are going to talk about dressing up your pets. For Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Which is awesome.
Because Psycho Mike and Dave both feel the need to dress up their dogs for Halloween.
Spider Pug.
And we have a big, big problem with that. So that's coming up on K-Rock.
So you saw them and you saw the Rage Against the Machine last night, which, by the way, I'd like to say already this Rage reunion has lasted longer than any of us expected it would when we first heard it was announced.
Well, yeah. Remember, at first it was just Coachella. And then they talked like maybe a couple of Rock the Bell shows and... now they were out here. I got to tell you, the Rage was really strange this time. They were like rearranging songs, and the timing was off one time. And Tom and Tim were looking at each other like, "What the hell's going on?"
Really?
And Zach was posing one time. He was like striking a pose. He was doing the Vogue. I don't know. It was a bizarre show. But
That's weird. But
that last band, Muse, man, they rock. And that he's a little midget guy, the guitarist.
Yeah.
Strange little
fellow. Incredible. Did Rage say anything from the stage that led you to believe what the future is going to hold in terms of more shows or new music?
No. No, the only sense that you get is that, and I'm not positive about this yet, I'm just working on this theory, but I'm not sure Zach is thrilled with the state of America today.
What? That doesn't sound like him at all. Are you kidding me?
I know. I just maybe he had an off night or something, but he seemed a little angry.
That's weird because he's usually such a go-with-the-flow kind of guy.
Yeah, I know.
I hear you say that. All right, it's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock for a Monday morning, 7:24. Our friend Travis Pastrana joins us later on this morning to talk about the new edition of Thrillbillies. Also, please don't dress up your pets for Halloween. We have that coming up next hour. First, the Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air. 323-520-AFRO. Answer machine that's up 24 hours a day. You call, leave a message. We play it back on the radio.
So if you're not a baseball fan, you may not know that the World Series ended last night.
Praise Jesus! No more
I got to tell you, I couldn't have been sadder last night at the end of the game after they presented the trophies to realize there's no more baseball now until February.
Here's what I noticed. They had a giant tent at this Vegas festival, which is kind of like Coachella out in the big grounds. And the tent was a sports bar. They had giant screens.
Oh, wow.
And Dave wanted to check out the World Series.
Hey, Jeff.
So right. We went in and we watched the World Series, and I came to the conclusion that baseball's super boring. Oh. It's really just not interesting.
Smith has never homered as a big leader. Called up in September, he's been a big weapon off the bench for Clint Hurdle. But now he and the Rockies are down to their last strike. Series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again.
And now there's no more baseball.
Oh, it's so sweet.
But have you guys seen any of the news coverage of Boston after the win?
Oh, yes.
Looks like Croatia or something. Like just everything's just destroyed. Cars
they're burning the mother down.
Pretty much.
I'm so glad to have my Sports Center back. It's been taken over by baseball for about 4 months now. It's time for it to end. Let's.
Yes.
What's funny about that is listen to the next afro.
Please do not fix Kevin. He's perfect the way he is. I love his condition. Drink up, Kevin.
Yeah.
No problem there.
He has taken your advice, caller.
I didn't exactly do that perfectly. Lisa has become a Red Sox fan, which is odd.
Mm-hmm.
I love Lisa so much as I love the Red Sox. I'm coming over, Lisa. If only my Red Sox are on. You know what I mean?
No, what could he mean?
Gee, that's so veiled.
Wow.
I'll have to think about that.
It's certainly subtle.
You can't just put the words, if you know what I mean, at the end of every sentence and have it work. It just doesn't work that way. The one thing that we know about System of a Down, everyone loves them.
When you play this, I get angry. I want to turn off your show. It gets stuck inside of my head. I can't get it out all day. Why do you insist on playing this song? I find it so irritating.
Appreciate the request. We'll get it right on. Thank you.
We'll get that right for you, yeah. This is about the Glendale Police.
Glendale Police Department has just changed their mission statement to... Oh. To protect and to surge. Get it? Surge. Glendale.
Nice.
Well done.
That's a good delivery. People always call us from the road while they're driving.
So I'm driving on the 101. I look over and this guy looks like Jimmy Kimmel. So I kind of speed up saying, oh, that's kind of cool. I saw Jimmy Kimmel on the way to work. And so I keep driving and I look at the guy again. It's not Jimmy Kimmel. And then I just felt really bad for the guy that he looked like Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh.
Poor guy.
I, as a broadcaster and a sports professional, can in no way condone this.
Oh, sorry about that, Jim.
It's funny. It was exciting for her if it was Jimmy, but since it's not, she was very depressed for the dude.
Poor guy.
This chick has terrible taste in music.
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Halloween spooks outside my window. Play the song, damn it.
Well, actually, we just played it a moment ago, but we did have Dave put up at krock.com a link to iTunes where you can buy that song and own your own copy for just 99 cents that you can listen to all year round.
Woo. And finally, here's the one thing that I really love about the KROQ audience, and that is that they have the hearts. They have big hearts. They're very, very giving people.
So I was at the pier the other day with this lady sitting at the end of the pier. She was in a wheelchair. She was a paraplegic. She controlled her wheelchair with her mouth. I walked up to her, and she's crying. I said, so what's the matter? She says, well, I've never been effed before. So I pushed her in the water.
Aww.
Jeez.
You did the right thing, sir. 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day.
Well, your man Bob Dylan back in the news for a controversial television commercial, Kevin. Have you heard about this?
You know, I'm really surprised that Bob Dylan does TV commercials.
He sure doesn't need to. Let's face it. The guy doesn't need the dough. And it is kind of weird.
I'm not a huge Dylan fan, but wasn't he like anti-establishment?
That's what I thought.
Yes. There was a time where he represented the very counterculture that he now has become a part of.
Right. You know,
so what's up? It's Cadillac. The TV ads are running now, and we asked producer Lightning to line up our friend Bob Dylan. We got him on the line right now. Morning, Bob. Well, good morning to you, too. So we have it right. You've got a commercial where they use one of your songs, and you're seen driving and advertising and shilling for a new Cadillac.
Yeah, the Cadillac Escalade. It's great and nice and smooth. And it gets great. It's a great tan. It's great. Oh, I love it. I'm driving it now. Oh, good. I love it.
Beat, I'm sorry, but I can't hear what he's saying. Can you please interpret?
I can hear what he's saying, and I can't interpret. You're in the Escalade right now. You're talking to us from the road, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Smooth ride. Cadillac Escalade. Comfortable. Ooh.
Bob, doesn't it seem like you're a bit of a sellout, though, for doing these commercials for Cadillac Escalade?
What?
A sellout.
What?
I did not catch that. Can you try us again there on that one, Bob?
How dare you call me a sellout?
Hey.
I got it.
Okay. Hey. Well, I mean, look, I understand if maybe you drive a Cadillac, you love a Cadillac, and you don't mind putting your name.
Love it.
Right. But and I understand if it's a product you really believe in, but I mean.
I believe the Cadillac Escalade. I believe.
But when I saw you last year on the Victoria's Secret commercials, and by the way, nothing takes the sex out of the Victoria's Secret commercial like seeing Bob Dylan's grizzled mug up there on the TV screen. That can't be because it was a product you endorsed.
I love Victoria's Secret. I'm wearing the Curry Secret underwear right now.
I was afraid of that.
Oh, boy.
I got bronze panties on. That
is scary.
Yeah.
All right. So it's you got a song that plays, and then we show you driving down the road, and then at the end of it, you actually have a line. What is your line in the commercial? What do you say, Bob?
What's up, Valentina?
I don't.
Say again?
What's up, Valentina?
I heard Bud Light. That's all I heard. Just Bud Light.
What's life without taking a detour? That's what you say at the end of the commercial. Okay.
That's not what he said at all, by the way.
So, Bob.
Cadillac Escalade is good.
That's what we understand, yeah. So, are you just now available for any company? Are you just a shill now? It's like just name the price and you'll do the spot? Is that what's going on?
No, I'm very selective when I'm doing this commercial.
Okay, you can say that, but we're running commercials here at K-Rock that lead me to believe you're not being all that selective.
You're not.
Well, we are. Don't we have... Bob, I have the commercials right here. We can play them for you. Psycho Mike, do you have some of Bob's spots?
I do, Mr. Dylan. You guys want to hear one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Bob. It's Lightning from K-Rock.
Yeah, Lightning.
What's up, dude? Hey, you know, I'm calling AIS, the Auto Insurance Specialist.
Yeah, AIS.
So I got your email, and it said that you saved quite a bit of money. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah.
A month? A month? Not a month? Wow, so that's impressive. You got a brand new car and you saved a bunch of money using AIS, the Auto Insurance Specialist. Appreciate it, Bob.
Hey, Lang, you got less money than I do.
Thank you.
So, you're driving a Cadillac, and apparently it's insured by the good folks at AIS, right, Bob?
I had to get insured to the Escalade.
Now, Bob, did you really email Lightning?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Just checking.
All right, let's hear what the next commercial is that we're already running here on K-Rock with the great Bob Dylan.
Bob, I can't believe you're giving away free pillows with every mattress we sell.
Yeah.
I can't understand you. No, I mean I can't understand why you're bankrupting us. You're killing me, Bob.
What?
Really, Bob?
I guess you are being selective. That's true.
I say, leave that to him. I sleep like a baby.
Oh, there's, okay. There's one more. No. I don't know if he's being so
selective.
Oh, we have
selective.
Another.
Yeah.
Another. Another.
I need a car.
I need a car. I need a car for work.
I need a car for school. What the f*** are you saying? No, seriously, I need a car and I don't know what you're saying. Where can I buy a car?
Bob, you may not be the best choice to be doing commercials after all.
Yeah, that one's so good.
New England just scored again. The Patriots just scored again, guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's ugly.
It's 240-10.
Poor Redskins. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock 106.7 KRQ. By the way, speaking of football, I just want to say just a quick mention to the USC fans. The Las Vegas Bowl is just as good as the Rose Bowl, all right? Oh, it's not that big a deal.
That hurts.
It's better.
You're going to be fine. The Holiday Bowl is another good choice. I mean, you're going to be fine. It's not like you're going to be left out at the end of the season. That's all I'm saying.
The Las Vegas Bowl is better because you're in Las Vegas. So you get
exactly.
to blow and gamble and drink.
That's right. There's not none of that goes on in Pasadena.
No, exactly.
That's certainly what they were hoping for. That's the bowl they've been playing for all year long, Ralph. All right. What's up with people, Dave and Mike, dressing up their pets for Halloween? We'll find out after the top of the hour. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Monday morning.
Nice cough, bud.
I don't know why you bothered to cough.
Bean, I know.
Sounds like a bowel movement more than a cough.
Yeah.
Dave, Mike.
Let's talk about movies, shall we? Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Saw 4.
You bet I did.
No, you didn't.
Oh, man. That's rich.
A lot of people went to see Saw. Saw 4, $32 million in its debut, making it number one by far. Coming in a distant second, Dan in Real Life, the new Steve Carell movie, made $12 million in its debut, good enough to make it number two. 30 Days of Night was number three. The Game Plan, number four. Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married, number five. Michael Clayton was number six. Gone Baby Gone, the movie directed by Ben Affleck and his directorial debut, was number seven. The Comebacks, number eight. We Own the Night, number nine.
Night. We Own Night.
We Own Night. We Own Night with nine. Yeah, I went to see it in LA. Number 10, The Nightmare Before Christmas in 3D. Rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Speaking of motion pictures, I wish I knew Hayden Panettiere.
Because?
Well, for a lot of reasons.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
But more than ever, since reading this story this morning, Hollywood actress Hayden Panettiere is set to star in an upcoming 2009 biopic.
Yes?
About punk rock singer Wendy O. Williams.
Nice!
Frontwoman. For the Plasmatics.
She is going to need enormous implants.
Yes. And a lot of electrical tape. For those of you who don't remember the Plasmatics, they were a terrible punk rock band that featured basically just Wendy O. Williams, their female lead singer, trying to shock people by doing what was at the time considered crazy onstage antics.
Like she would, liars.
She would get out a chainsaw and, like, chain a television set in half.
What?
Yeah, she would take a sledgehammer to, like, a Buick or something on stage. She'd just do all kinds of nutty onstage antics.
Because she couldn't sing, so she had to do something. But she was very tall, very statuesque, and she would do things like wear, like Ralph made reference to, just black electrical tape. That'd be her whole outfit. Or she'd come out in a completely see-through plastic vinyl suit.
Right.
Well, all right, then.
You could see her nudity. And she'd simulate sex acts on stage. I mean, she was considered quite the wild child.
And I believe she ended up committing suicide, if I remember correctly.
She did. Yeah.
Committed suicide in 1998 at the age of 49 years old today.
It's a good time pick right there.
Why Hayden Panettiere would choose to do this film? Why the producers would choose her? Well, we know half of that equation. Film producer Jason Weinberg says, Williams was all about rebellion and shocking people. Why not continue the Williams legacy and shock the world again by choosing Hayden Panettiere?
Gentlemen, start your boners.
Wendy Williams was like 9 feet tall, and she had this like Amazonian sort of sexy blonde, bleach blonde quality to her. Hayden's a little waif.
I can more see Hayden start in the Jimi Hendrix bio, to tell you the truth, than the Wendy Williams.
Well, sure, because she's black. You know, it's Halloween. A lot of people dress up as famous celebrities. Mm-hmm. Us Weekly magazine reports that a lot of couples are dressing up as famous celebrity couples, as you can imagine. The number one choice this season?
Posh and Becks.
No.
Brad and Angelina.
They're on the list. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
No kidding.
I would think that would be an incredibly difficult costume to get across at a party. How do you people know, unless you look like them, that you're them?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Britney Spears and Kevin Federline, which were second on the list. I mean, that one you could pretty much pull off
with
a white beard.
They have such an identifiable style,
But how do you do Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie?
Carry a bunch of kids.
Ah, yes. Adopt a bunch of foreign orphans. Bill and Hillary Clinton still on the list at number three. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes were number four. And Posh and Becks, as Mike mentioned, were number five on the list.
We're still going to a party, and I'm going to be Ozzy.
Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah.
Wow. Fresh as today's headlines, Kevin.
Yeah, that's me.
Kevin's strong. Already got the behavior down.
Speaking of Britney Spears, she's a nut loaf.
Yeah.
I'm serious. She's not... Oh, that girl acts crazy. She's mentally ill.
Yeah, well, we've talked about bipolar. She definitely sounds... She's whacked out.
I think she's tripolar. I think she's got four or five poles going on in there. Britney Spears on Friday came out of the courtroom where she was engaging in yet another round in the custody battle with ex-husband Kevin Federline. And when she came out, she was weeping and screamed at a reporter outside the courtroom to eat it, lick it, snort it, eff it.
Doesn't seem like that would help her case.
While her lawyers and her friends were chasing after her, she comes running out of the courtroom, runs into the bathroom, then returns to the courtroom just sobbing, bawling in the hallway.
What the hell?
Yeah, she's nuts. She's
and
a loon.
This is still the child custody hearing? That's what she's in court for?
Yes.
So she's definitely displaying the kind of traits that will make the judge want to give her more time with her
children. Absolutely. Look, judges like mothers who lick it, eat it, snort it, and eff it. They just do. That's one of the things they look for.
What's the matter with you? Are you crazy or something?
And we got bad news regarding this case. Apparently Friday morning, her lawyers won a motion that will ban any videotaping of the depositions inside the courtroom.
Oh, come on.
For fear that it would be leaked to the public.
Well, yeah.
That's a rape of humanity.
Yes, it is, Psycho Mike. Apparently the judge granted the request, but also added to Britney's lawyers that the inordinate amount of media and public scrutiny may have been, and this is his words, the manufacture of your client, counselor.
Ooh.
So he's blaming her for maybe the fact that she's getting tons of attention when it comes to this case. Legitimate? I think so.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ralph.
Yeah?
Dave, the King of Mexico's asleep.
How is that any different than when he's here?
I'll give you $20 if you scream in his ear, wake up!
Wake up! Yes. He jumped as much as he can jump.
That's awesome.
You want to know the funny part is that Johnny, the intern beer mug, is here in replace of Dave, and he fell asleep. It's like it's like something about the seat that Dave sits in.
No, he's doing his job well.
Yeah. It's like one of those movies where a certain thing carries a curse.
Yeah.
Dave's chair carries the curse of narcolepsy, I believe. You can't stay awake.
He's not replacing a phone screener. He's replacing Dave.
That's true. And lastly, Jay-Z is being sued by a female sales associate at his 40/40 club. TMZ.com, our favorite entertainment news website, claims that Folaka Ogundiren, oh, those blacks, Folaki Ogundiren.
Wait, is that the name of the country that somebody's from, or
no,
what is that?
This is her name. Her name is Folake Ogundiren.
I've never known such blackness.
Folake says that she was fired when she was told by a female manager that reportedly got word from Jay-Z that she was pregnant. And pregnant is inconsistent with the young, fashionable, unattached, and sexy image of the club and the image they want for their employees.
Oh, interesting. Now, you can't fire somebody for being pregnant, can you?
Alas, Bean, no, you can't in America anymore.
Should be able to.
Crap.
She should have thought about that before she got pregnant, that she was no longer going to be desirable in any way to men, to the opposite sex. But she didn't think, and so she got fired, and now she's suing Jay-Z because she said, you can't do that to me.
Yeah. Well, I hope I get on Jay-Z's jury so I can acquit him.
I want to get on the jury so I can ask her how to pronounce her freaking name. Folake. Folake Ogundiren.
I love the blackness of it.
Yeah, I do too. Today's celebrity birthdays. Winona Ryder, a talented actress that we don't see nearly enough of anymore. I don't know what she's been up to since her very public... trial for shoplifting. I mean, that was a big deal when she was ripping off Saks Fifth Avenue.
What was the last movie she was even in that anyone saw? Do
the last thing I remember her in was Mr. Deeds with Sandler.
Sandler? Really?
It's the last thing I can remember. I mean,
I've been thinking. It's racking my brains. I can't come up with it. I think she did a small independent film, and I can't remember what it was. Maybe last year.
Was that one where she was like a taxi driver? And
no, that was Taxi Driver Robert De Niro.
No,
so you're confusing. That was the one.
I know. I just Sybil Shepherd. Over the weekend, part of it.
Anyway, she's 36
story of
years
four
old
different
today.
People. Okay.
Randy Jackson, singer with the Jacksons.
He says dog, right?
No,
dog. I wasn't feeling
different
it,
Randy
dog.
Jackson. Different oh. Randy Jackson. Sorry. Dan Castellaneta, one of the many talented voice actors over there on The Simpsons. He is 50 years old. And Richard Dreyfuss. Talented, I believe, Oscar-winning actor. I think he's won an Oscar.
I think you're right.
He's 60 years old today. I'm Ralph. Oh, he won for Goodbye Girl. That's what he won for, I think. He's 60 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
If you go to the KROQ.com website and you click on the Kevin and Bean section, and then you go to sites, and then you bring up the picture of Psycho Mike's little dog Coco getting ready for Halloween by wearing some sort of a, I don't know, what is that, Mike? Some sort of a...
It's a policeman's outfit. What do you mean, what is it?
Doesn't look like a policeman's outfit. It looks like your dog is in the Navy with the YMCA.
That's ridiculous. It's blue with a gold badge on it. You, of all people, are very familiar with law enforcement.
All right, but here's the point. The point is, if you look deeply into Coco's eyes, and Coco looks like a very cute little dog, you can see how unhappy Coco is. You can see that Coco is a dog who is looking around for either the exit so he can get the hell away from Mike, who keeps dressing him up like he's a person. Or B, he's looking around for some sort of a weapon that he can turn on himself and end it all. Because this is a miserable dog that is dressed up in this photograph, and Mike refuses to acknowledge that.
You have just as much evidence to say that as I do to say that she's very happy and enjoys wearing a cop's outfit.
Oh, sure. She looks like she's having the time of her life.
She's a dog, though, and dogs don't need or want clothes on them, Mike.
You don't know that.
They have hair. They're warm enough.
They hate it, Mike.
He's not dressing them up because they're cold, Lisa. He's dressing it up because he thinks it wants to be dressed up for Halloween.
I'm dressing them up because they're chic.
Dogs hate to have fabric wrapped around them. They just hate it.
I mean, what leads you to believe that? Because they shake and shiver and roll around on the ground trying to get it off them?
Yes.
I mean, so what?
That's the indicator right there. This freaking holiday, when everyone dresses up their pets for Halloween, it's the most selfish thing you can do to your pet. It's purely for your enjoyment. They get nothing out of it. It's just for your giggles.
But at least look at the picture underneath it where the King of Mexico's pug is dressed up like Spider-Man. And you can see the miserable look in that dog's eyes.
Yeah, that dog just wants to be euthanized.
But he does whatever a spider pug can, though, right? I mean, that is happening, right?
Yeah, see.
Dave, what's going on with you? Mike is a doofus and only cares about himself, but you seem like someone who would be sensitive to animals. Why would you dress up your pug?
My puggle loves to be dressed up. He jumps in the costume now.
Oh, does he? Puts it on himself.
He jumps in. You know, we get a harness. He wants to jump in that.
You guys are pathetic.
He has a sweater.
You're
so
deluded.
You know, when it's winter
no,
time.
Dave's right. I mean, Coco, for instance, whines when she's not wearing her cop's outfit.
Oh,
She actually whines to me.
There's not a person on this planet that's going to believe
on.
That.
Put
look how
on.
Happy he looks.
Put it back on.
That's what the dog says. Uh-huh. Put it back on.
All right, we're going to need to take some phone calls from you if you dress your pets up for Halloween.
Yeah, what are your costume ideas, you freaks?
It seems all bad, this whole dressing up your pets thing.
I'll tell you what, here's the deal. You can dress up your pet for Halloween if you can put a calendar in front of them and have them find Halloween on the calendar. Then you're allowed to do it. That should be the rule.
You know what? I'll go so far as to say have them find October.
Yeah, see, Kevin's even more gracious than I am.
So that's proof that they're excited about Halloween.
That's
is that what
right.
you're saying, Ralph?
Yeah.
That they can find it? All right, because it does seem like, I mean, I know that some of the places, like Petco, I think it is, even has photos. I mean, you can come in and get your dog's picture taken or your cat's
photos.
Picture taken in a costume.
Petco
you know?
has a Halloween costume parade and contest, Bean. I was just in there. You know, I'm a dog owner now. I was just in there the other day picking something up, and they had a sign-up sheet for their big costume contest they're holding at Petco.
Oh. Wow. I mean, I think it's a way to help socialize dogs and help them, you know, introduce them to do other things and experiences. And as long as the outfit isn't constrictive and doesn't hurt them, then what's the big deal?
Socialize them with clothes?
Socialize them with clothes? What are you talking about?
Because I don't dress up to a new opportunity of high fashion. Go F yourself.
I don't dress
maybe up. Maybe they'll be designers one day.
That's right. Well, listen, I don't dress them up and just walk them around the house for my own personal entertainment. I dress them up for a night out on the town. You know what I'm saying? When they're ready to hit the city and be a jet setter, that's when they put on their pimp gear. So, okay. You know, it's just a way to help kind of introduce them to other dogs, Mike, and doggy life.
What I'm telling you is that a dog doesn't need an outfit. That's what I'm telling you. A dog is happy being a dog. All right, let's take some of these calls at 1-800-520-1067 because we're getting them all over the spectrum here.
What if I want to introduce my dogs to nicotine and Jack Daniels? Should I just have them smoke up and drink Jack in a bowl?
No, listen.
Yeah, they broaden their horizons, Ralph.
We have common sense enough to know that that 100% hurts the dog. There's
you don't have common sense if you're putting your dog in a goddamn Halloween costume.
It's not tantamount to giving them poison, to giving them alcohol and tobacco. You don't know for a fact that this policeman's outfit...
Different degrees of the same mistake. Different degrees. That's all.
All right. Well, you're just getting out of control with the snowball effect argument.
Let's go to line 4, and we'll talk to Betsy. Betsy is calling from La Puente. Betsy Ralph is a pet parent and is dressing up her dog for Halloween this year. Good morning, Betsy. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on Kerrigan. I'm warning you, this is not going to be pretty.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Betsy.
What's up?
Hi. I dressed up my dog. Well, this year I decided to dress up my dog as Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, he doesn't like to be dressed up. I've tried to dress him up before, and he doesn't like it. He can't even walk in his outfit.
Okay, wait. But you're doing it anyway because it's all about you, Betsy.
Betsy, you just said he doesn't like it. Why would you do it?
I don't know. I just think it looks really cute. I wish I could find him the mask. That way we could go ahead and make that just like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Like,
put a big helmet on your dog. Put a big heavy helmet on your dog.
All right, this girl.
Your dog, who you already know doesn't like to be dressed up.
Mike, these are your people. This is the person that's calling up to defend your way of life, okay?
Right, she's wrong. She's right.
Betsy's
But have you seen the pictures of the dogs in, like, the Yoda costume or Chewbacca costumes? They look awesome.
I weep for them, Dave.
No, they... Dave, so pets. Fun.
But yeah, fun for you, the owner, not for the pet.
Hey, it's my dog. We can do what we want with it.
Yeah, you
That's
can.
That's what Michael Vick used to say.
Yeah.
Exactly. Good point, Michael. Good point.
Hey, Mike, you're on my side, buddy. Come on.
I hope Betsy's baited or neutered or whatever you do with those broads.
Let's talk to, speaking of Michael, let's go to line 2, go down to Torrance. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. We're talking about the pet parents, and this time of year, of course, it's hell on the dogs. I'm sure they're hiding under the couch when they see that costume come out of the closet. Michael, you're not really dressing up your dog, are you?
Well, actually, my family is. I mean, my mom just finished making a costume for her. She's going to be a South High Spartan cheerleader.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, just made like a little, you know, the little cheerleader outfit for her and everything.
Dogs look way hot in a cheerleader outfit.
You know, it'd be great if you stapled pom poms to her paws. That'd be awesome. That would look great.
Actually, that's the only thing that we're going to skip. Just going to skip the pom poms.
Well, too bad. What's the little dog's name, Michael?
Katrina.
All right, why don't you throw Katrina up in the air and see what kind of moves she can make as a cheerleader? Why don't you do that, too?
What a horrible
see how she lands.
Idea. What's wrong with you people?
Why don't you buy 11 other dogs and force them to make a pyramid?
All right, let's take one more before the break. Let's go down to line 7 with Jerry. He is calling us from Garden Grove. Jerry, good morning. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. You're not contributing to this, too, are you? What's going on?
Not too bad. My wife dresses my dachshund. We own a little dachshund. She dresses him up as a hot dog.
Oh, see? Because it's
Ralph,
a hot dog.
Gotcha.
Ralph, I need to buy you a drink, man, because I agree with you. I hate it. I destroyed the costume. I told him that the dog was running away, and I tried to catch it, and I ripped it right off of him and ripped it apart.
Good for you, Jerry. God bless you. You're doing the Lord's work.
So, but anyway.
That's a dachshund owner myself. I just hate that. It's just and not only is it cruel to the dog, but it's a dumbass costume too. It's just the lamest joke. It's a hot dog because they're wiener dogs. F you.
All right, we're going to take some more calls at 1-800-520-1067. I'd especially like to hear from people who think the dogs really do enjoy it.
If you think that we're wrong, I'm not saying all the dogs like it. I'm saying all of the owners that dress the dogs up think that their dogs like it.
Okay.
A-holes.
As soon as I get proof to the otherwise, I'm dressing them up.
Well, we've got Steve on the line from PetSmart. Don't go away. And we'll take your calls, too, on pet parents. It's a horrible, horrible week if you're a dog. I'll tell you that. It's 1-800-520-1067. More calls after this on K-Rock.
We're talking about people who dress their pets up for Halloween.
Kylie from Studio City writes in, it's not bad enough that my mom thinks it's so cute to dress up her 120-pound Rottweiler, but not just for Halloween where he's been a pumpkin the last 2 years, but he has to be a reindeer at Christmas, and he has to wear a bow tie and a top hat for New Year's. Aww. He hates it. I swear he needs antidepressants for weeks after. The costumes itch him, and he chases himself around trying to bite and chew the damn thing off. It's so sad. Look, you gotta get that dog out of there. You got to take that dog away, Kylie. That's all there is to it.
He needs to be rescued.
Let's talk to Steven from La Puente, please. He works at PetSmart, and I think they're on board with selling the costumes for the dogs. Good morning, Steven. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
How's it going?
Good.
So what's this time of year like at the PetSmart? A lot of people coming in to buy costumes for their animals?
Yeah, and it's pretty sad and disgusting that it happens. Everyone comes in, and they think it's the cutest thing to put their animals, their not just their dogs, but all their animals in costumes.
Right.
It's really sad.
Okay, you're a professional. You see lots of owners and you see lots of dogs. What professional conclusion have you drawn on how much the animals enjoy it?
They don't enjoy it whatsoever. They hate it.
Oh, how about that? Interesting. Isn't that interesting, Mike, that they don't enjoy it?
Listen to me. He's not a professional, okay?
He works at PetSmart.
The guy behind the counter at Home Depot is not a professional contractor. The guy pushing around a cart at PetSmart is not a veterinarian, okay?
Right,
shut
okay,
it, Steven.
When I see them trying to bite the owner when they're putting the costume on, it says something.
That does say something.
Yeah, well, there's Coco and Lola are never biting me, ever.
Oh, well, Mike, you're so pathetic.
Until we have them removed from your home.
These dogs don't know what Halloween is. They don't know what a cop is. Mike, what the hell are you doing?
I'm doing what they ask. What they ask of me as a caring, concerning owner.
All right. Thank you for the call, Steve. Let's talk to Dave online, too. He's in Laverne. He's taken his dressing up his pets to a whole new level. Hi, Dave.
First of all, I didn't take it to a whole new level. I bought a pit bull to look like a tough guy, and my girlfriend completely took over the whole deal. Now my pit bull constantly has painted pink nails. Pink leash. She takes her to fashion shows. Has a bigger wardrobe than I do. She has a bikini. She dresses up for Halloween. And my dog actually, I'm against it. I'm really embarrassed, but she likes it. She gets pumped up.
Did you say that the dog has a bikini?
Yes, with the hole cut out for the tail.
Oh my God! Look, you got to just pray that pit bull knows how to do what pit bulls are bred to do, and turns on your girlfriend. I'm sorry, that's the only solution here, Dave.
Oh well. Yeah.
By the way, did you hear Psycho Mike groan?
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. There's a big difference.
This a-hole. He's bad. I'm good.
He is an a-hole. You are. Put your girl in check. Step one. This has nothing to do with a dog.
Oh,
and secondly, I've been open about the fact that I enjoy dressing my dogs, and I do it by my own accord. I don't do it because my wife wants to. And if I didn't want to and she wanted to, there would be some problems. First off, don't buy a pit bull. That's like buying a giant truck. You have a small wiener. Die.
I don't know that Psycho Mike could be mouthing off to anyone right now.
Yeah, I don't think so. All right, Mike, you complain that we don't have an expert on the line?
Yeah.
Well, Producer Lightning has lined us up an expert on the line. Let's go to Roger McElvoy. He is with a place called Canine Couture, which sounds to me like you're involved in dressing up pets. Is that right, Roger?
Yes, that's what we do here at Canine Couture. We have a high-end line of Halloween fashion for your canine, for your dog.
Now, I understand that there's money involved in the business for you, and that's why you do it. But if you can be honest with us for just – no, that's not the case?
Of course there is money involved, but that is not why we do it.
Why do you do it?
Because dogs love it. They love it, and it's a way for owner and pet to bond at this special time of year.
Okay, but how does a dog what does a dog know about wearing a policeman's outfit like Psycho Mike's dog on the website? I mean, they don't know what a cop is. They don't know why it's cute that they're dressed up like a cop. All they know is they have something uncomfortable and foreign on their body.
It's a special activity that the two get to share. It's like going for a walk, only it costs hundreds of dollars and involves the dog's discomfort.
So you admit the dogs are not comfortable in the outfits?
Initially, sometimes they're not, but they grow to love them, and they grow to love it. And yes, as one of your people there said, your dog will beg for more once you put on some Canine Couture.
See?
That's our slogan here at Canine Couture.
What are some of the hot costumes for Halloween 2007, if you know, Roger?
Well, we specialize in our own line of costumes. Most costumes you buy at your various pet stores and whatnot are low-level, cheapy made costumes, and we think those are just crap. And if you're going to dress your dog up, you need to not only dress them up in the finest costumes, but make it special. Make it something unique, something that not everybody can wear, something that is uniquely couture and will make your dog stand out. How committed are you? How committed are you to make your pet special? That's what we ask.
But isn't your pet already special? You don't have to put couture clothing on
No, dogs are just dumb. So when you dress them up, then they're special.
I see.
This year we've got a special line of classic horror characters that we like to... We've got a mummy costume that is $4,000.
What?
No. That's crazy.
We come to your house, and then we wrap your dog in ace bandages from head to toe until it can no longer move. And it just sort of staggers like a mummy.
It's a terrible.
I'm a mummy, the dog says, inside his head.
That sounds awful.
Then with the Frankenstein costume, we give your dog 6-inch platform shoes on his little hoofs. And we take a large piece of metal.
Do dogs have hoofs?
No, they don't.
Sorry, Roger.
Yes, Roger.
We take a large, heavy piece of metal and we flatten your dog's skull.
Oh, that sounds sad.
But it looks great. And then we put the large metal bolts in its neck surgically. It's an extensive process, but your dog will stand out, I guarantee.
Sure. Well, looks just like the old Frankenstein monster. They
gotta
love that.
The celebrity line this year is very special, too. We've got the David Hasselhoff costume.
Oh, okay. Nice.
What is that?
We dress your dog in a silk shirt and a leather jacket, and then we put it in a tumble dryer for about 25 minutes until it's so dizzy and disoriented it staggers around it if it's drunk.
Well, I'm surprised Mike hasn't already tried that for his dog.
It sounds awesome.
The Stephen Hawking costume, one of our more expensive but very impressive costumes. Huh. We inject your dog with a mild paralytic.
Oh, no.
And then put it in a small dog-sized electrical wheelchair that the dog can only operate by moving its snout.
So sad.
You know, superheroes are big. I heard one of your people say dress up as Spider-Man or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right.
Ho-hum. Boring Spider-Man. We've got our special Fantastic Four line of clothes this year.
And
the Fantastic Four, of course, that's very popular superheroes. We have the Thing costume. You're familiar with the Thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
You would take your dog, we coat him in super glue, and then roll him around in driveway gravel.
It's authentic.
Like he's made of rock. Yeah. I'm the Thing, the dog says inside his head.
Is that what he says?
Ooh, I'm going to fight crime now.
And then
we've got the Human Torch from the Fantastic Four as well.
Okay, oh, no. That scares me right there.
We dip your dog in lamp oil and throw a road flare at it.
Okay. You know what?
Flame on! Flame on, the dog says inside his head. Flame on, I'm the Human Torch. I'm fighting Dr. Doom.
Sounds like you've said flame on a few times yourself.
How dare you?
So all of these costumes are available at Canine Couture, but we're not going to advise our listeners to go down there and buy any of these. These all sound terrible for the pet.
Well, then nothing I can do about that, I suppose. Yeah.
Right, you need to kill yourself, Roger.
Would you please help sell our clothes? We haven't sold one yet.
No. Well, there you go.
Psycho Mike will call you later today.
I work out of a van. I'm a sham.
It's kind of sad. Kevin is live in Las Vegas, in case you're wondering why he sounds like that. And I don't mean the quality of the transmission. I mean why Kevin sounds like Kevin this morning.
Right. This is a mess.
Long night last night with Rage Against the Machine, apparently, in concert. Yeah. Is Dave the King of Mexico still awake, or did he fall back asleep?
Oh, no, he's awake. He's awake now.
Oh, check him out. All right. Well, you guys were partying in Las Vegas, and, you know, I'm sure you were still able to make some time to keep up with all the NFL action. And, of course, Saturday, the tragic, tragic college football around here was not all that sweet. But there was one game that you did not know about. None of us had any reason to suspect that we would wish that we were watching a Division III college football game between Trinity, I guess is the team out of Texas, playing somebody named Millsap.
What's Division III? That's
just above high school is what that is. I think that's about
just
as low as
high
you
school.
Get. Yeah, I think it's as low as you could get in college sports. And the reason that this game is on YouTube today, and I suggest that you go to YouTube and type in Trinity Lateral, is because of the way this game ended. And I've never seen anything like this. If this had been a Division I game, you'd never stop hearing about it. It would go down in sports history as one of the greatest things of all time. But since it's Division III, most people won't even hear about it. Explain to folks who don't follow football, Kevin, what a lateral is. What is that play?
It's when you're running the ball down the field. As long as you toss it backwards to one of your teammates, that's fine. They can grab it and then keep running. If you get tackled, you can just toss it back to them as long as you don't toss it forwards.
Okay. And how often do you see a coach call that play?
Oh, I don't know, once every season.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't see it very often. Right. And that's why this is amazing. With 2 seconds left, here's the play. And here's the play.
Ball is on the 39-yard line. Trinity obviously cannot kick a field goal. They're going to have to throw. They're going to have to throw the ball as far as they can, or perhaps
start ladder.
Come up with something else. But there's 2 seconds to go. The Tigers need a touchdown. The ball is on the 39-yard line. They have to score on this play or the game's over. Barmore's got three wide receivers to his left and two to the right. He takes the snap. There's only three men rushing for Millsaps. Barmore throws it over the middle, complete to Thompson. Thompson looking for a block. He laterals it to Curry, and Curry laterals it again and is caught again. And Tomlin now on the lateral, and now the lateral to Thompson, and he laterals it back to Maddox.
All right, now, I'm not counting, but how many laterals is this so far? And aren't we now playing keep away rather than playing football, right?
It's four or five already.
Right.
On the other side, Maddox looking for a block. He fakes the lateral to Curry. Now he laterals it to Curry. Curry's at the 49-yard line. He's dancing around. He throws it back now to Maddox, who throws it across the field to Barmore. Barmore looking to run. He's looking for a block. He's got a convoy. He's going to throw it to Thompson. Thompson's at the 30-yard line. Thompson now laterals it back to Curry.
Okay, now how many players have touched the ball at this point?
All
in this final
twice.
2 seconds of the game? Yeah, what is up with this?
35. They're running out of spaces. Curry fakes. He's going to lateral it to Tomlin. Tomlin's got a chance to go. Tomlin's got a chance to go. He laterals it. Now he's going to go to Maddox. Maddox at the 30-yard line. And now it's a lateral. And Curry's still going.
No way.
Curry's
no way.
The
it's a touchdown.
He's going to score.
It's a touchdown.
Curry scores. The game is over. Curry scores. Curry scores on the lateral. Curry scores. The Tigers lateraled it and kept lateraling. And the game is over. The Tigers win.
All right, 15 laterals in the last play of the game, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
It's the funniest thing. I just watched it, too. They're just running all over the field.
Just like crazy.
It makes no sense.
How is that a play? And it was so funny because they asked the coach of the Trinity, I guess we've learned it's the Tigers, they asked the coach of Trinity, hey, did you practice that play? And
what?
He said, hell no. He said, we couldn't run that play again against air. You can't practice something like that. Let's
awesome.
Let's see if the announcers have calmed down yet on the clip.
The Tigers win! Oh, the Tigers lateral it and keep lateral it, and they score from the 39-yard line. The Tigers win the football game. The game is over. The Tigers on the lateral. Oh, my goodness. It is over. The team is on the field celebrating. The Millsaps Majors are crushed. Understandably so. This football game is over.
And by the way, if you watch the clip, and again, you go to YouTube, type in, I typed in Trinity Lateral. That's how it came up for me. There must be, Lisa, back me up if I'm right here. There must be 200 people in the stands to see this thing in person. I mean,
maybe
no one there.
Much. It's just empty. It's just little wooden stands. Wow. It's just so small town.
And those announcers are like the dude that runs the Dairy Queen.
Absolutely. Yeah. So anyway, look, I appreciate that you're excited that the Red Sox won the World Series, but as far as I'm concerned, the Trinity Tigers, man, that's the clip of the week right
Trinity
there.
Trinity rules. Does this sound this bad to everyone?
What happened? Wow. Are you swallowing the microphone? What are you
I don't
doing?
I know what happened. What happened,
well,
Nate?
Oh, back up, dude.
Dude, I didn't change
anything. No, listen to me. Sound listen
like
to
crap.
Me.
What happened, Mike?
Lightning
was fine
walked
all day.
In here during the last break. During the break, and he's motioning for me to take off my headphones. Do you think Kevin needs to be turned up on his end? I think so. I was like, no, nah, you know what?
We've done the whole good. Show. It's been
right,
just fine.
Right. And I said, you know what? I'll just ride him. I think everything's okay
as is.
Easy,
boy.
And, you know, there'll be too much background hiss. No. Okay, I'm going to go take care of it. I'll take care of it.
Okay.
And about 10 seconds before this break starts, Lightning intercoms in. All right, it's taken care of. Gain is fixed.
Couldn't be much worse. Please put it back to where it was before, Lightning, and don't ever touch anything again. Thank you. It's 8:56 on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll talk to Travis Pastrana coming up after the news about an unbelievable new stunt that he has pulled off. And we'll take a look at the showbiz beat right now with Ralph.
Don't monkey with stuff is the moral of that story.
Mm-hmm.
Stop monkeying. Oh, damn. Look at that.
What are you looking at?
Psycho Mike's wife in her Halloween costume.
Oh.
She is just a little minx. She's just
beautiful.
A little sexy minx.
Yeah, she's a whore,
herself.
Too. I mean, she's
nice.
A nice
She deserves
woman.
So much better than you.
What do you
oh,
mean? Look at me in my look at me.
Don't
look
worry.
At me in my gay sailor
she
outfit.
She gets stuck with you.
Look at me in the gay
look
sailor
at her,
outfit.
How hot she is. She's like a little World War II pinup girl, like a Betty Grable sort of pinup girl
uh-huh.
thing. And she's got douchebag of the century next door, Psycho
yeah.
Mike.
Yep. I don't know if there's ever been a more authentic gay sailor than there was
no, there's
me
no
on Friday night
that.
In my Halloween costume.
You're pretty authentic.
Mike, send that photo into hotchickswithdouchebags.com.
You really should.
You got to send that photo.
They'll call you Sailor Douche. They'll call you Sailor Douche. Look at the hot chick with Sailor Douche.
I'll be sailing the seas of douche.
That's right.
And by the way, Mike texts me on Friday night and says, are you at a Halloween party with Jenny and former Miss Double December Yasmin, or is that just me? Like, way to rub it in, dude.
Yeah.
What a waste.
You people with all your texting, by the way. Stop it. Stop texting each other. Every stage in your lives, let each other know what you're doing. Just take your weekend and come back to work on Monday. Will you,
hey, Ralph?
Six?
You might be right.
Hey, Ralph?
Yeah.
Last night at the Muse and Rage Against the Machine here in Vegas.
Can you turn Kevin up a little bit? I can't really hear him.
King of Mexico was texting the entire show. I was like, what are you texting? Who are you texting? I don't know. I'm just asking what my friends are doing.
It is.
It's a phenomenon.
Phenomenon. Yeah, it is. It's a pariah. It is just a plague. This whole texting thing.
I really do think there is something wrong with people nowadays where they insist on having to let everybody know where they are.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes. It's an inflated sense of self that really just that Dave thinks people need to know where he is and what he's watching. Yeah.
It's KRQ-FM passing to Los Angeles. Time for the Showbiz Beat again. Travis Pastrana coming up after the news. First, what's going on with Ralph Garman?
I mean, this isn't time for Ralph bitches about what's wrong with the world? Oh, it's another segment, I guess. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies of the box office, shall we? Saw 4 did monster numbers over the weekend. You know, you release a horror movie around Halloween, odds are you're going to do pretty well. They did $32 million at the box office.
And these movies are dirt cheap to make, too. I mean, they make all their money back first weekend
out. All you need is a puppet who rides a bike and, like, a drill in somebody's head. That's all you
need. I haven't seen the last two, so I'm unfamiliar. How did Jigsaw sound?
Yeah, what does he sound like, that Jigsaw character? Kevin?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's one of your three impressions. How can you not be ready for it?
Do you want to play a game?
Spectacular.
That's kind of like Jigsaw mixed with Yoda.
Yes. It's Yosaw. Dan in Real Life, the new Steve Carell movie, came in at number 2 at the box office. 30 Days of Night was number 3. The Game Plan with starring The Rock, number 4 at the box office. Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married, number 5. Well, you look at the top 5 at the box office.
Sad.
Meanwhile, Michael Clayton struggling along, number 6. Only made $5 million this weekend. It's a great film, people. You should check it out. Gone Baby Gone was number 7. The Comeback's at number 8. We Own the Night, number 9. And The Nightmare Before Christmas 3D, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. You guys check out the New York Giants-Miami Dolphins game coming from London this weekend.
Saw a little bit of that.
It was a big success. A lot of people turned out. I wish we had exported a better product than the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, how did we pick the Dolphins?
What?
Wow. Are you talking through a microphone now?
Now you're just screwing with us on purpose.
Yeah, how did we pick the Dolphins?
The interesting part is John Cusack, the actor, was the color commentary guy on BBC Radio as they covered the game.
That's awesome. Strange.
I had no idea he was such a football fan.
Now, I know he's doing some publicity. I guess Grace is Gone. Is that the movie that he's got coming out?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be fantastic. Maybe he's just making the rounds in England and somehow.
That's possible.
I don't know. It seems like an unusual way to promote a movie. It doesn't have anything to do with football.
I guess that means he'll show up on Monday Night Football maybe tonight. They'll have him as a guest in the cliff.
Well said.
the box that they broadcast there from.
Back to you, Ralph.
Excuse me, him or Jimmy Kimmel, I think, will be stopping by tonight. Tom Cruise has let us know he has no intentions of running for office.
Oh, God.
Now,
that's it. I'm moving.
He tells MTV, although he pays attention to politics, first and foremost, he's an artist, so he won't be running for office.
Who would ask him if he's going to run for office?
Well, he plays a congressman or something in his new film, Lions for Lambs.
Oh, that's so gay.
So I guess one of the automatic questions is, hey, you playing a politician in this movie. Would you ever think of running for office? I guess
that's a big Tad question.
Exactly.
Yeah, no kidding.
But no, he says he has no.
I'm in love with Katie Holmes! I'm in love with Katie Holmes! I'm not gay! Go see my new movie! I'm in love with Katie Holmes! I'm not gay!
Britney Spears, however, will run for office.
Excellent.
I hope. Sometime,
oh, it'd be the
best. Wouldn't it? She had a great day on Friday when she went screaming from the Los Angeles Superior Court after another round of the custody battle with her ex-husband, Kevin Federline. Apparently, she told one of the reporters as she was leaving the courtroom to eat it, lick it, snort it, F it.
While running, being chased by her lawyers and her good friend Allie Sims, they chased her into the restroom. When she came out to go back into the courtroom, she was sobbing and bawling in the
hallway. Why would she shout that to anyone?
I don't know. Didn't she say it on Will and Grace? Isn't that what she said on Will and Grace?
Thank you for bringing that up. I have a clip.
Whatever you got, I'll eat it, snort it, or ride it, baby.
Yeah, not too far from the real-life Britney, is it?
Yeah.
Doesn't she have an attorney who's with her who tells her, as they tell all clients in cases like this, do not say a single word unless the judge addresses you?
I'm sure that's what they say to her.
Yeah.
Right.
How she responds to that advice remains to be seen. And over the weekend, you may have missed it, but thousands of fans showed up to Scranton, Pennsylvania for the first office convention.
Oh, no.
Yeah!
Thousands of Office fans showed up in Scranton for the big event. Cast members, Ed Helms, who plays Andy, Angela Kinsey, who plays Angela in the show, Creed Bratton was there, Oscar was there. Celebrity birthday to Winona Ryder. She's 36 years old today. Randy Jackson, singer for the Jacksons, not the Randy Jackson from American Idol, is 46 years old today. Dan Castellaneta, voice actor for The Simpsons. He plays, of course, Homer Simpson on that show. He's 50 years old. And Richard...
Rock
and roll!
Hey, Homer.
A lot of people may not know that Ralph was almost a scab for that show.
How dare you?
You were almost Homer.
How dare you?
Right?
How dare
they
you,
They were striking,
sir?
And you went in to try out.
How dare
True
you?
True or not?
I wasn't a scab.
True
was,
or not?
It wasn't like a non-union gig. They were planning on firing the cast because they were in serious contract negotiations and they wanted a lot of money.
Oh, that's right.
So they opened up the potential, the possibility of having other actors come in and replace those actors in the roles on The Simpsons.
You were going to be Homer and Bean was going to be Apu.
That's right. Bean was going to be Apu. It was very preliminary. They just sort of interviewed some people, had you lay down some lines just to get a sense in case things went south with the negotiations and they wouldn't have to stop production, basically.
And who knows if those auditions were just part of their negotiation, too, was
sure
to make sure that the cast knew that other people were being called in the event that they were needed.
That's right. But it was settled, and thankfully the original cast continued on, and I did not make millions and millions of dollars.
That is way better.
Oh, thank God. Richard Dreyfuss is 60 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Very angry email here from Mark, Kevin. Hey, please announce when you're going to do spoilers on your program. I TiVo'd the Trinity Millsap game so I could watch it tonight, and you just ruined it for me. Well, we're sorry about that. That clip that we were talking about that we found on YouTube of a game, a Division III college football game that ended with 15 laterals in the final play of the game to win the game for the Trinity Tigers. We're putting that up at KROQ.com later today if you want to check it out for yourself, or just go to YouTube and check it out too. Speaking of this weekend, by the way, I'm on something called paddocktalk.com, reading about the big Subaru Rally Team USA victory over the weekend. Travis Pastrana, our pal on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show, is behind the wheel. Travis, do I have this right? It's a 100-mile race. You won it by 3.5 seconds.
Yep, and needed to win for the championship. So, yeah, no pressure.
That's unbelievable. How crazy is that, being out on that kind of terrain for 100 miles? And how long does that take you at that speed?
Oh, no, it was good. They do stages. So, I mean, it's anywhere between a 5-mile or a 30-mile stage. And then we actually drive on the roads just at the speed limit to get to the next stage. So it's all kind of a timed two-day event. But the last stage, we averaged 86 miles an hour in the snow through the woods. Jumps, puddles, spectators, good times.
Unbelievable. Now, so are you done for the season now that this race has run?
Yeah, I'm going to take at least 2 days off. that was just a wild, wild end to the entire season. I mean, everybody, the race, we had a mechanical halfway through. We thought we were out. The other guy got a flat, and we came in the last stage 1.5 seconds apart. So, now it's we do one round of the World Championships here in over in Great Britain for the final round of that. Hit the Baja 1000 and just really have fun the rest of the season.
How great is it, you, after all the X Games gold medals, that you were able to find something that you seem to love just as much and get invested in this rally car?
Dude, for me, rally cars is awesome because, I mean, X Games, as amazing as it is, you're hurt a lot. Rally cars, you have a roll cage. And,
yeah,
it's a little more expensive, and sometimes Subaru gets a little upset. But, it's relatively safe.
Tell us about this Thrillbillies movie where you jump out of a plane without a parachute. That seems dumb.
Yeah. That's the same thing my mom said. Weird. Yeah, we actually, had some buddies that were really good base jumpers and skydivers, and I just something I always want to do. I saw it in Point Break, And, you know, I thought, you know, as a kid that would be a really awesome idea, only I did it without, you know, no shirt or anything like that. So you could definitely tell there's no parachute. So
yeah, that's
one of the things. I mean, we did everything from jumping monster trucks and cars and trucks and bikes. And it was pretty fun making these things.
Now, how many of these, you and the Nitro Circus crew, how many of these Thrillbillies DVDs have you made?
This is the first Thrillbillies. We started out with a Nitro Circus, which was basically, you know, just kind of a, I wouldn't say like a Jackass stuff, but, you know, all of our stuff, like we at least think we're going to make it. It's not intentionally to hurt ourselves, but
right.
Usually, you know, ends up poorly. We basically in Thrillbillies, we started doing a lot of base jumping. And being how we can't base jump, there's a lot of bouncing off of cliffs. And luckily no one died in this film, so it was
oh my
very
God.
Good.
That's how you measure success, is no one died?
Yeah. As close as you can get to that without actually, you know, that.
Now, I read that you had to shoot this over, was it Costa Rica or someplace?
Yeah, went down to Puerto Rico. As it turns out, the FAA is not too stoked on letting people out of their planes, and it's hard to find a pilot.
So you literally couldn't do it in the United States?
You probably could. We couldn't find a pilot that was willing to. The FAA said they'd turn a blind eye, but they weren't too. They didn't have it in writing. So,
but Puerto Rico has plenty of pilots that are willing to push you out.
Oh yeah, they call it a Mr. Bill when you jump out with another chute and you just hold on to somebody. And we went down there and the guy's like, "So what are you going to do?" And one of my friends yells, "We're going to do a Mr. Bill," and he's like, "Great, hold on tight." And they send us up. So,
oh my God,
unbelievable! Now, look, you've been in a lot of situations where it would be possible to die, Travis. But when you're getting ready to jump out of a plane without a parachute, tell me honestly, now that we know that you've survived, what goes through your mind?
Well, I mean, actually, you know, everything that we do is calculated. It's calculated risk, and I just really wanted a photo going out of a plane with no chute, and it was worth it. I mean, the guys were amazing. We practiced it twice. Both times, you know, we could have done it, you know, 10 times over and had no trouble with it. So, you know, I just did a few flips, and it was weird, though, putting your life in somebody else's hands. Usually, you know, with action sports, it's if I mess up, it's my own fault. But there, I mean, they could have just been like, all right, see ya.
Did it seem like, I don't know, like a long amount of time? Like, hey, guys, come on.
No, I mean, the second we kind of went over to him and did like 3 flips and, you know, kind of gave some thumbs up to the cameras. And then, you know, the second I basically, there was 2 guys. One guy was basically holding me, and the other guy, you know, he was mounting me for lack of
nice.
Better purpose. But,
nice.
Yeah. So, you know, once I started, I held the one guy, the other guy jumped on, and that was it.
We're talking to Travis Pastrana on the line about his new DVD called Thrillbillies. It's not in stores until the middle of November, but there is a premiere party tonight at the Key Club in West Hollywood. You can get your tickets through Ticketmaster. Halloween costumes are required because after the event and the screening of the movie with you and the guys, then you're having a big old Halloween party, and Metal School is going to be playing.
Yeah, dude, I'm pumped on that. That's going to be awesome.
Those guys are great. That is a fun time if you haven't had a chance to see Metal School yet or see a guy jump out of an airplane without a parachute.
We are going to give away some tickets for some fans of Travis's right now. If you want to call at 1-800-520-1067. We got a few pair of tickets to go tonight. You got to be 21 and up, by the way, if you want to buy tickets for $20. And I guess 18 and up, it costs you $30 to get in. But there are still tickets available if you want to buy that through Ticketmaster, or you can win them right now from the world-famous K-Rock. So what's next for you? You got a tiny break with Rally Cars, and then what's after that, Travis?
Well, basically, we got the Baja 1000 coming up, so I'm going to solo that on a motorcycle. It's the longest one that they've had, 1,300 miles, so should be good times down there.
Kevin, if you could start all over again and redo your life, you'd have Travis's life, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would have Travis's life without the injuries.
Yeah. Kind of a catch-22 on that one, but yeah, it's definitely a good time.
Yeah.
All right, Thrillbillies in stores Tuesday, November 20th, the big party at the Key Club tonight. Check Ticketmaster to buy your tickets. Travis, glad you're alive, man. We're always glad when you make it, and we're able to talk to you again on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, man. Call.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Here's how it works. You pick up the phone, call us 1-800-520-1067, toll free, get on the air, get a prize. And I'll be the first to admit that sometimes the prizes are not exceptional. Today, though, I think you'll be very pleased because we are hooking you up with a pair of tickets to see your Los Angeles Kings take on the San Jose Sharks at Staples Center this Saturday night, plus passes to hang out with Stryker at the exclusive K-Rock tailgate party. And by the way, if you don't win the tickets now, you can buy the tailgate package from K-Rock. They're on sale now for just $39. That includes the party, the drinks, some giveaways, and Luke Robitaille is going to stop by to say hi, too. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty
and
good.
And it's
deals.
A tailgate party with Stryker, see?
Yeah.
See? Because he has a tail.
Yeah.
He certainly does. Well done, Psycho Mike. So 1-800-520-1067. While we're talking about sports, why don't we start with Larry? He is in Monrovia. Larry, what to do, nephew?
What to do? Hey, did you see the Chargers game yesterday?
I did not, sir. What happened?
The coin toss was kind of botched by our great governor. You know, the referee said heads pointed at the Chargers, tails pointed at the Texans, and he looked at the coin and it was heads up and he just threw it like a little frisbee onto the grass.
So, in other words, when the governor made the coin flip, it did not rotate over itself? It just fell on the same position that it started out at?
Threw it like a frisbee wearing his Chargers jacket. In favor of the Chargers, of course.
I demand an investigation. This shall not fail.
Oh, I'm not sure why you thought you could say that. Welcome to radio. Yeah.
All right, Larry. Thanks.
We're moving on. Thank you. Let's try Philip in Long Beach. He's online, too. Hey, folks, this is new now. You're not allowed to swear on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Philip, what to do, nephew?
Since when?
What to do, nephew?
What to do, Philip?
Hey, I was calling about that show, Carpoolers.
Oh, yeah. Such a good show.
ABC just ordered more episodes.
Yeah, I heard about that. I just want to say, as Kevin would say, how bad it blows.
Well, clearly you're in the minority, Philip.
No, he's not.
Sad. Sad not to get the quirky sense of humor.
Last week. Did you watch it last week, Lisa?
Uh-huh. Of course. I love it.
And they're all fighting about who's got a higher sperm count.
Exactly. It happens all the time.
Oh, God.
Philip, did you see the part where they drive down the road because they're in a carpool lane and nobody else is in the lane? They just zoom by all the other cars?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's my favorite part.
That is crazy.
I love that part.
Yeah, that is outrageous.
When they pull up to the old geezers.
Oh, yeah, that was funny, too.
Are we allowing them to have this conversation? Can we just move on?
Carpoolers?
Yeah.
Well, here's my question. Why is that dude watching that show?
I don't know.
Because he
Philip,
knows
why
that
are you
I'm
watching
right?
Carpoolers?
There was no sports on.
Oh, I see.
That's still not good. There's an off button.
Well, let's not get crazy, Kevin. That's you never true. Turn the TV off. I mean, come on.
DVDs. All right.
Thank you for the call. Let's try Anthony in Baldwin Hills, I guess. He's down on line 6. It's the Kevin Bean Show on K-Rock. Anthony, what to do, nephew?
Hey, what to do? How you guys doing?
Good.
So a couple weeks ago, my sister was in town visiting, and she met me at Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed up wearing the same outfit as her two chihuahuas and pushing them in a stroller.
No.
The dogs looked absolutely miserable.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Are they crippled?
No, they're fine. They're healthy chihuahuas. She wants to carry them around. She can't carry them both in one bag. She's kind of a little girl, so... Stroller's the way to go.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't she know dogs need the exercise?
Right.
Apparently not. Not only that, but to take it even further, she won't let anybody see your dogs without clothes on because it's indecent.
Oh, man.
Anthony, I think we need to talk to her now.
I think you need to take those dogs.
I love my sister, but, I mean, wow.
We need to talk to her tomorrow.
That's dog abuse.
When you get on the line with Beer Mug to get your prize, we need your information. Can you also give us your sister's number?
Yes, I can do that. She will love that.
Okay.
If God, you really she doesn't want anyone to see them without clothes on.
If you really loved your sister, you would have her committed into an institution where she could get some treatment.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you loved her, that's true. Thank you for the call. And let's close with Richard. He's in West Covina on line 5. Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Richard, what to do, nephew?
What to do, nephew?
Yes.
About the Lakers season tomorrow, what do you think about Kobe Bryant future?
Well, Kobe the Bryant, the preacher?
I'm not sure I understand
Kobe
the question.
Future on assistant.
His future.
Oh,
his future.
Future for the team, with the Lakers.
Yeah.
He plays hard. I mean, there's a lot of off-court drama with Kobe, but once the buzzer sounds, he generally gets the job done. I think he'll work as hard as he can.
He's been dogging it in the offseason.
That's the strange thing. Thank you for bringing that up, Ralph. Just this week, Phil Jackson has come out in the papers and said that it looks as if Kobe's head is not in the game and he's not giving it his 100%. Yeah. I'm paraphrasing, but that's pretty much the basis of what he was saying. And Kobe comes right back and says, listen, I'm the least of your worries right now before the Lakers season starts. So, that's not what you want to hear from your star and your coach a day before opening day.
No, that's true. It's going to be a long season.
His wrist is all honked up, too, right? Didn't he injure his wrist?
his wrist?
Yes, he did. But, I mean, he seems to be fine. He's good. Look, you can pencil in 30 for him every night. That's not the problem. It's what is it, what effect is this going to have, his attitude, his behavior, on the rest
it
of the team?
It seems like he's still sending them a message.
Right.
That's what it looks like to me.
And insiders say they've been in talks with the Bulls every day.
Really?
And, you know, unfortunately, because Kobe has that no-trade clause, he's not going to want to go to the Bulls for the proposed trade, because they essentially want the Bulls' entire franchise for Kobe.
Right.
So Kobe's
going
to say, well, who will I have left if I go to Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a quagmire, to say the least.
Thank you for the question, though, Richard.
What just happened to Psycho Mike?
He just turned the
Bob
Hope a little bit there.
End.
Yeah, that one too.
Bob Hope.
Quagmire.
Yeah.
Don't get that going on for me.
Say the least.
Yeah,
how about that quagmire, huh?
Yeah.
I want to thank our kid,
Normie Anderson.
Yeah.
I want to thank our special guest, Travis Pastrana, for joining us on the show today. Thrill Billies is his new hilarious DVD where he jumps out of a plane without a parachute. And that won't be available till November 20th, but you can still buy tickets to join Travis and the rest of the gang at the Key Club tonight for the DVD release party. Go to Ticketmaster for all the details. And big Halloween party breaks out afterwards, so wear a costume to the event. Metal School is going to be performing live. So that sounds like a fun time tonight down there in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. What about tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean show? Kevin, any reason for you to come back from Las Vegas? Is it worth checking in for?
Well, Money, our former sports guy, is going to talk to us about the Lakers and how great, how we have that to look forward to this season. That's going to be good. We also have funny man Joe Rogan.
Oh, good.
On the program tomorrow.
What myth
moon landing is going to be here?
What myth will he debunk tomorrow?
Yes, moon landing will be here. We got Mr. Skin in the studio talking about nudity in all the movies.
He's the best.
We got Tools Maynard talking about his new Project Pucifer, and a whole bunch more. So that's all tomorrow morning.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well,
pretty
we
good,
got a
right?
A whole bunch more. I can't wait. Yeah. All right. Cat Corbett's up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. Blink 182 is going to be part of that. Also, the White Stripes, Chili Peppers, Sublime, new music from Eddie Vedder, solo stuff, plus Blur, all straight ahead right here on K-Rock.